KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's Locano Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights, November 19th through December 31st, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coming up on 7 after the hour, now our offer to you, those of us who are on the DJV program, is to spend an hour talking about the big hits, the news talk radio hits, according to Talkers Magazine this past week. Charts for the week of November 1st to the 5th, with all the stories, the top 10 stories, top 10 people on the list, some new entrants, some repositioning of stories that we've been talking about off and on for the past year or so. A lot of things stay the same, but yet they change. So let's go through with the ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all my pals and cohorts from the DJV program with their comments as we move through the top 10. Let me just go through quickly the list, and then let's go back and pick some things out that stand out with regard to some of these things. At number 10, our relationship with China and other foreign nations. Number 9, the weather and the climate, etc. The abortion situation at 8 in Texas. Immigration reform, number 7. Investigation into January 6th, number 6, appropriately. A lot of rage, a lot of crime stories this past week, violence, that sort of thing, like what happened down in Mexico. People are talking about that. Number 4, the Biden budget and trying to get those bills passed. Number 3, COVID and related stories. Number 2, the politics. There's some school board issues that are being talked about a lot. And then the elections, number 1, the result of the off, what they call off-year elections. With that in mind, ladies, let's go back to number 10 for a moment. The Pentagon is reviewing and has found no violation of any law in the drone attack that killed 10 Afghanistani citizens. I guess there was an independent Pentagon investigation into the drone strike that accidentally killed 10 civilians in August. But investigating yourself.
I know. I was going to say, it's not like those typically go somewhere. I think they have to go through to see what went wrong.
Kind of procedural, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is very procedural when something like that happens.
Well, but good is the report if it's classified?
Right. And does it bring people back? Not necessarily. You know, there aren't going to be any charges filed against anybody. So to come out and say it's a tragic accident.
Window dressing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
theater.
You know, why? Why did we have to be in this situation to begin with? And I think this week probably one of, as we talk about, we go through the list of the biggest stories is the election. And there is a direct correlation between Biden's kind of tanking approval rating and the withdrawal from Afghanistan. People were really taken back by how that was handled. And the drone strike that killed 7 kids, I think, is a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's, yeah. So while we're there, though, Here's something that's pretty disgusting. At least that's the way I feel about it. The Biden administration approving the sale of $650 million worth of arms to the Saudis, supposedly to help the country defend itself against some of the Yemenis who are attacking. I don't know. I just have a bad taste.
Well, that group from Iran has been... This is always, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. Like, I know that there are necessary evils, but I know. They're still seen, and we've talked about it, too, on DJV regularly. No matter who the president, the incoming president is, right? Everybody always says we have to be tough on Saudi Arabia. And then something happens behind closed doors. It doesn't matter what party you're in. It just something seems to happen where someone sits someone down and says, okay, we can't ostracize them. We need them. And I don't really fully understand why, but I guess they are still seen as a stabilizing force in the Middle East and, I guess, an ally to us. I don't know. It doesn't make me happy.
Well, they bring stability to the region where Iran is out of control, and it's the only excuse. I mean, we've talked about this before. It's something that we all agree on, no matter where
There's
we are.
Two excuses.
Well,
the oil.
Yes, oil, but also the stability. We didn't need the oil as much under Trump. We need it now because of Biden kind of taking away our energy independence in this country. But I think the stability that they provide in the Middle East, they use that as a tool to get everything that they want. Can't disrupt them.
You know,
and so every president that goes in, it's kind of like the aliens, right? Everybody says they're going to go in and
I'm going to tell everybody about the aliens.
Right, to classify all this stuff, and then it's like, well, maybe not. No.
Yep.
Well, you said something interesting, Jennifer. Well, you're always saying something interesting, as are all of you, but the idea about energy independence that really was started or got into full throttle when Obama was president, because we had, for the first time in a long time, we were energy independent. We were producing enough oil and gas on our own to not have to buy any from any other sources. And I wonder what happened to that during the Trump years. Why did that slow down?
It didn't. We were energy independent under Trump. The only state that wasn't was California. It was Biden stopping the pipelines that have and upping the production coming from OPEC that has made us not energy independent.
What pipelines did he stop? All the 86 pipelines across the country.
He shut down Keystone and a couple of others, I think.
That's not really accurate. It's the planned pipeline, which wasn't even running yet. That XL part of the Keystone pipeline is what he stopped the production of that, but it wasn't flowing
yet. But what cost to us?
Well, why don't they just run it? The controversy was about running it under a lake on
Indian
territory.
Yeah, it wasn't even fully built yet, so that theory doesn't really check out.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Move it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems to be whenever they put pipelines somewhere, it's like they choose the most fragile part of the land.
It seems silly, doesn't it?
I don't get it.
It does. Right. Okay. At number six, the investigation into January 6th, there's a rioter who bragged that she wouldn't go to jail. But
this lady was trending. she was trending on social media because
Jennifer Lee Ryan.
She made such ridiculous statements like, well, I'm white and I'm blonde and I have a good job and I have a good future. And so no one's going to put me in jail. And it's like, well, you begin your sentence later in January.
Mm-hmm. How long does she go to jail? A couple of years?
2 months. No, two months.
That's not a big deal.
I wouldn't want to go to jail for 2 months.
Well, it depends on which jail you go to.
I think any jail would be terrible for 2 months.
Unless although it's one of those fancy resort ones.
I don't know, it
wouldn't be.
You guys seem a lot more willing to go away to prison.
The hidden ones that only billionaires know about.
Yeah. There's like Mary
where
in
Mike
Illinois.
The situation went.
Mm. Yeah, that guy. He seemed to do all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's see here. Number three this week, the COVID situation is something that we can spend probably 3 or 4 minutes on. Which we will do right after these words here on the Talk Radio Review. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger, Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Talk radio review, a roundup of the thoughts that my DJV colleagues have, and me too. Every week, the DJV program on Monday through Friday with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner discussing the issues of the day, the people of the day, the events of the day, what's happening, in other words, from our perspective. And so we take this time, this hour, to go through specifically the stories that Talkers Magazine has listed at talkers.com from their research, talking to radio stations, the program talk, and the hosts themselves, what's the big deal this week, or what are the big deals this week. We post them also on our social media at DJV Show and on our website as well. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. So at number, I want to set aside, I think if we only spend a couple of minutes on COVID, we give it short shrift. I think number five is something we ought to spend a few moments on. It's about crime and violence, and I'm reminded of the situation in Cancun, but also the story in Iowa this week about the teenagers who killed their teacher. And what in the world? They've been charged with first-degree murder, a Spanish teacher who taught at their school. It's this kind of stuff.
They murdered their teacher?
They murdered their teacher.
Ugh.
Yes, right.
Yep. What's going on in Iowa? This is in Iowa, you said, right?
Yeah, Iowa. Yep.
So what's going on? Because earlier this week on the show, we talked about how Iowa in 1 year went from being one of the best, safest driving states to the number one most dangerous,
yeah,
with DUIs and citations and speeding tickets in 1 year. I mean, that's like, what happened in Iowa?
Fairfield, Iowa. Teachers they've been there for a long time, 66 years old. Noema Graber was her name, so she was somehow or other reported missing this week, and then a couple of 16-year-old boys were apparently found to have been responsible for her death, charged with first-degree murder, first-degree homicide, charged as adults, and you wonder, yeah, again, what, obviously the students at the high school were all sent home, classes have been canceled, but the complaint says that they killed her in a park near the school. And, you know, you wonder...
For what? And no reason? Just, like...
Apparently they posted
a reason.
Did they
details about
Spanish
planning the killing on social media. Yeah, but I mean, how stupid are they? They posted the fact that they were going to kill her on social media.
That's so awful. Right. What is going on with high school students? There's a high school in Bedford, Ohio, that they are staying on remote learning for a little bit until they can figure out what to do because there's so much violence among the students at the school.
A lot of violence in high schools here in Massachusetts. In my hometown, Framingham, they've had fights. We never used to. I taught in the high school. We didn't have any fights about anything.
That was a long time ago, though. Maybe things have changed. There are too many kids in the school. Frankly, we've had a surge of illegal immigration into this community and into this state. And so they all have to be sent to school, and they're not getting along with the regular population. Sounds like being in prison, the gen population, they just are not getting along. They don't speak the language. They don't seem to be able to assimilate or get in, and yet it's our obligation to give them a place in school. And I think some of the kids resent it, frankly. I don't know that for a fact, but I just kind of get that sense from talking to some of the people here. There's a resentment of what kind of treatment they're getting, and it's not their fault. They aren't being brought into it, although, the parents maybe, whatever the expectations are when they get here, aren't being fulfilled. And so it's really causing knife fights and stuff. When somebody brought a gun to school, that's the question. What is going on here? And what are the reasons for it? Food for thought. It's 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour. This is our overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio from the perspective of three big talkers. Well, maybe four if my name gets thrown about with Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. Right now, Jay has an overview of the some of the things that people are saying on social media. That's her bailiwick, or one of them anyway. DJV social media at DJV show, facebook.com/DJV show. So what do we have for comments from our listeners, Jay, on various issues?
Oh, all kinds of things. So regarding air rage, John Nielsen says those idiots should be permanently banned from flying any airline. It's become all too common of an occurrence. And for sure it has. Carrie Vivida tweeted that violent or otherwise overly aggressive passengers should be banned for life. Brandy Baskey believes law enforcement of some type should be on every flight, adding it should not be up to flight attendants to handle people of like this.
That's what we said when we were talking about this. Yeah. Put the air marshals on the planes in America.
Or hire private security if the air marshals, aren't available.
But what does it say about us if we have such egotists? I'm more important than everybody else, so you have to treat me differently. Screw you. Sit down and shut up.
Oh, there's a great video going around of a woman who is not wearing a mask on a flight. The flight attendant keeps telling her she has to put the mask on. She won't sit down. She's saying that she asked the guy sitting next to her for his vaccine card, and he can't show it to her. And she's like, because it's not vaccinated. She's having this whole big episode of a moment. And the flight attendant is like, it's not mandatory to be vaccinated to fly. However, it is mandatory for you to wear a mask. Well, the pilot finally comes out very calmly, is like, we treat everybody with loyalty and respect, and we respect each other on this flight. Clearly, you don't know how to do that, so I'm going to ask you to leave. And just kept his calm composure. It was really a great video. We'll get that
to leave
on
the
TV
plane
show.
At 35,000 feet.
No, they had it. No, they had it taken off.
Yeah.
She,
step
yeah.
off, please.
Yeah, yeah. And she's saying like, you're violating my rights. I should be able to change seats. And it was one where they bought specific seats. A whole big thing.
God.
Moving on, though, Brian Laundrie possibly dying by suicide before the manhunt even began. People are giving their thoughts. Lynn Smith questions if his family could be charged with anything. Philip Bryan echoes Lynn's sentiments, saying he wonders if obstruction of justice will come into play with the parents. And
good
Susan
question.
Ortiz, yeah, mm-hmm. And Susan Ortiz said, well, he's going to Hades anyway.
You're out of hell.
I wonder if, like, if they knew he was going out to kill himself or what. I mean, if they knew he was going to kill himself, wouldn't they try to stop it? Wouldn't you not want your kid to be dead sitting in a swamp somewhere? Right. And it's weird that they went for the walk, you know, the day that they found him. I mean, it's like they knew where to go. I don't know. It's so shady. All of it is just very bizarre. And still, no word about, you know, Gabby Petito and her family. Like, it just, everything has become the focus on Brian Laundrie, and, you know, and tragically, he murdered his fiancée for no reason, and no one's talking about that anymore, which is really a shame.
Well, and all those people claiming to have seen him or had interactions with him on the Appalachian Trail or in other areas other than Florida, where clearly he was there this whole time.
All right, did Joe Biden fall asleep this past week? We all had a nap. Why was this a big deal? This is at the climate summit, right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a big deal because it was at the climate summit. He's the president of the United States.
Who was speaking at the time? Because I fall asleep all the time at stuff, so it depends on who's
speaking. Well, and sometimes you're not even falling asleep. You're exhausted.
Closing
your eyes.
Your eyes
strained.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that, like, that burning sensation in your eyes, and you're like, you just need to shut them for a little bit?
Yep.
Well, Deb Abel called it embarrassing and sad. Sally Wellburn said it was boring, and she would have fallen asleep, too. And Hannah Hill said he was clearly dozing off, but he never fully fell asleep.
He actually got more hits from his own party for falling asleep. Republicans were like, we'd fall asleep, too, in a climate summit.
Right, one way or the other. All right, and then there was the question about people trusting medical advice, and 100% of the people responding said they trusted their own doctor.
Yeah, talk about a stupid question. Would you trust the government for your medical advice or your own primary care physician? 100% said they would rather trust their own doctors. Shocker.
28 after. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fat product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or...
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 1460 AM.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
The United States Marine Corps cordially invites you to celebrate the 246th birthday of our Corps, November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Event will take 30 minutes and include the presentation of colors, national anthem, recognizing the oldest and youngest Marines, and more. Birthday cake will be served at the conclusion of the ceremony. That's November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Semper Fi.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJV Overview. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, our morning program through the week. A lot of the same stations that carry that carry the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And this is the ancillary, I guess we would call this a comparative hour, a complimentary, a composite hour, whatever. But it goes with the territory. Michael Harrison comes in every week and goes through the list, and we talk about things going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Our discussions here are specifically about the issues, and I want to there's a countdown extra that I just want to mention because I think it's important. It might or might not have made it if it had happened earlier in the week. The story of David Morris, a Maryland man who was wrongly convicted back in 2004 of a murder he did not commit. Yet another long list of people that have gone to jail, and who knows how many have been executed for reasons that were not proper. So this fellow's 36 years old. He just left jail, didn't talk about anything. He was sentenced to life in prison in November of 2005, jury deliberated for 2 days. He was convicted as a teenager for the murder of a man who in Baltimore was shot 3 times. Then, you know, through the years, there have been people working with what they call the Mid-Atlantic Innocence Project to work to get him out of jail, because apparently it was pretty easy. And now newly tested DNA taken from the victim's clothing excluded him completely as the killer. Matter of fact, they identified somebody else. So I guess how would you feel?
How many years was he in jail?
17.
Jeez. Ugh. I don't know. That's 17 years of your life gone.
Yeah.
Does even suing for some kind of financial gain equal that life loss?
No, they usually do sue, and they usually get money.
Yeah, but is it worth it? Is it worth the 17 years of your life gone?
Yeah. How does it get to be that bad? How is the system? And these things happen all the time. And, you know, we think when you watch the crime shows on TV that it's just, you know, it's just television. But they usually recount stories like this that happen over and over and over and over and over again. And unfortunately, it's one of the things that fuels the Black Lives Matter movement, because most of the people that are wrongly convicted are black, especially in a place like Baltimore. I mean, this kind of goes with the territory. And that may sound like a pretty strident comment for me, but I've lived and worked in Baltimore, and I got no use. It's one of the places that I like the least in our country, mostly because of some of my experiences that I had while I was working there. I don't know. All right. So,
well, the Innocence Project, though, was started by John Grisham, the author. And so he had witnessed, he used to be an attorney, and then before becoming a best-selling author. And so, having witnessed so many different, you know, crimes where someone was wrongly accused, and he wrote about it. So then he started the Innocence Project, and they've worked with Kim Kardashian. They've worked with Van Jones. They've gotten a lot of people, released, you know, when they've actually been able to exonerate them. So, God bless the work they do, you know. I mean, it's horrible that we have to have so many checks and balances for our system, which is so broken.
That part of the system really broken. And it just fuels, again, all these black podcasts, all the people who are, up in arms about the way
black people are treated.
Plenty of
white people are outraged, too, you know.
No, I'm saying that it fuels all of these. The focus on this, and people who say, well, no, it's not really that bad. Well, you know what? It really is.
Yeah.
It's really pretty bad, and it's really, there's no excuse for it other than prejudice and bad police work. And sometimes they go hand in hand. So all the people who say, oh, there you go again on the police. No, they're good police,
well,
and they're bad police, like anything else.
To be honest, it's not also just the police. Look at someone like Kamala Harris, who's now sitting as the vice president.
Yeah.
She threw a ton of people in jail and threw away the key because she wanted to get her numbers up as the attorney general in California. She was very ambitious. And so anyone that was in her way, she wanted to toss it. And so she had to look at that point tough on crime. So she took black people who were in there for low-level drug offenses, and she just kept prosecuting. So it's nice. We can blame police all we want, but you also have to look at the politicians who aren't really doing the right
thing.
Don't disagree. She didn't do anything to fix crime in California. She just threw a bunch of people in jail.
Yeah.
Crime still stunk.
Right. She's one of the biggest frauds in American politics in my lifetime.
But around the country, we hear these stories all over and over and over of prosecutors who just wanted the record, and they didn't care. As long as they had a suspect, that's it. That's the guy planting evidence.
Through.
I mean, all throughout the South, it's like one story after another. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It just irks me watching someone, and I'm using her as an example, but there are plenty on both sides of the aisle, I am sure. But, you know, the fact that she comes out and says that she's a big advocate for women and minorities, she's not. She's someone who put a lot of minorities in jail, probably more than any other attorney general in the state of California. And when it comes to women and kids,
she's such a fraud.
She made a deal and let all those Catholic priests just skate because it wasn't politically profitable for her. She let the mayor of San Diego, who had the same campaign management than she did, let him fly, even though he was, like, assaulting women. Crazy.
Ugh. All right, one of the other quickies here that's not in the top 10 is the fact that we're turning back the clock this weekend. As you listen to the program, it's, fall back, spring ahead. So a lot of people making a lot of noise about the clock and the time and daylight savings time and all that sort of thing. So if you don't like it, have you written to your congressman? Because they're the ones that would have the power to change things and make it...
I hate to use California as another example, but we passed a ballot initiative that said we wanted to get rid of daylight savings time. But the way that it was, it says it gives the legislature control of when they want to end daylight savings time. So we voted on it. It passed like overwhelmingly, and now the legislature just has the power to do something. So even if you're right,
I mean, what does it need? Like, what does, what would it really take for this to just go away on a federal level?
Oh, Arizona did it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, Arizona.
What's the other state?
You can't make it federal because it's state by state, but you could just have the states do it. Like, let's do it all together.
But it's but it's Alaska does it too, don't they?
It's under the jurisdiction of the Department of Transportation, though, so there must be some federal angle.
For what reason? Nobody knows. Why is it under the jurisdiction of the Department of Transportation, like TSA and Homeland Security? Huh? What is that?
Yeah,
how does that make any sense?
Because it's one of those things that goes back to, like, World War II that just never got adjusted or readjusted. Yeah, it's weird.
Well,
there must be some federal component, then, if the Department of Transportation governs that.
Crazy
Mayor Pete,
stuff.
Where are you?
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
A couple people on social media were saying, hey, can't we just do 30 minutes and then it splits the difference? So let's fall back 30 minutes and then just keep it that way. If
that's
the
not
whole
a bad
hour
idea.
Thing is like such an issue, let's go 30 minutes.
All right. Number three this week on the countdown is a focus on COVID, vaccines, masks, mandates, that sort of stuff. And in the hot seat is Aaron Rodgers, who's a quarterback for the Packers, who's not vaxxed. And apparently he was on with Jimmy Kimmel the other night, and Kimmel unloaded on him big time.
Well, he's essentially been lying. I mean, he told the press in August that he used the word immunized, and that's what he told the press. And so at the time, everyone was like, oh, okay, he's vaccinated. And he has not been following any of the protocols that unvaccinated players need to follow. So everyone's been under the impression that he was vaxxed and fine, and now he's got COVID. And he's got to miss this game, and now the NFL has to investigate what's been going on. So I don't know, but it is behind the scenes. Apparently, his fiance, they're rumored to be broken up, so I'm not sure if they're still together.
Is that Shailene Woodley?
Yeah, his fiance last time we checked.
But. I don't know how much I buy all that. I mean, he's a guy who wanted to switch teams. He's a guy who has a ton of money, has to protect his contract. I mean, I know women influence men all the time, but I don't know the dragging
that she got on social media. Yeah, it's unfair.
Not necessarily appropriate. I think he wants
to screw over the Packers.
And I find it really funny that people are more outraged about Aaron Rodgers lying about his COVID vaccine than they are about the player who ran through a woman at 150 miles per hour while he was drunk and under the influence.
Oh.
I mean, it's so bizarre what we get upset about these days.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers will probably be okay. He will survive COVID. He'll be all right. He shouldn't have lied. I get it. That's a bad thing. He shouldn't have done that. But here's a guy who made a decision to get into a car and drive at 150 miles per hour while he had his blood alcohol 2 times over the legal limit and ran through a 23-year-old woman. Come on.
Killed her and her dog in a RAV4 in Vegas at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Unbelievable.
All right, so a couple of other things here with regard to COVID. The continuing fight between Rand Paul and phony Fauci seems to have gotten more ink and attention this week. And I don't know if there's anything new there.
I'm so sick of
these
two going at each other.
They had another hearing.
Yeah.
Well, because now all the evidence is out that Fauci absolutely did what I've been talking about here on the DJV program for a long time and on this program, where he funneled money to the EcoHealth Alliance, to Peter Sarzak, and then that the EcoHealth Alliance sent money to the Wuhan lab. They were testing gain-of-function research. And, by the way, some new little revelation, they didn't even stop after we knew about the COVID pandemic. It kept going for months before they finally ultimately shut it down. And so Rand Paul is saying, you know, you're going to keep doing this kind of thing. Who's to say there's not going to be another pandemic coming down the pike because of all the stupid stuff you're doing to rip apart a virus to try to create some sort of, like, you know, scrap, basically a scratch.
They were trying to reverse engineer it, basically. And so, well, yeah, I get that.
But how appropriate is it? And so now what they're doing is changing the definition of gain-of-function research. If you look at all of these sites, they've started changing the definition. And so Rand Paul says, we're not idiots over here. Like, we've all seen what the definition was and what it is today. And he said, you're doing it to cover your you-know-what. And he didn't say you-know-what. He actually used the donkey
Fed.
Word.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Cover yeah, your mule.
He's probably right.
All right, Moderna has lowered the expected number of its COVID vaccine doses that will be delivered this year. Supposed to be 1 billion doses. Now it's down to 800 million. Think about those numbers. They have, how many are Pfizer providing? Anybody know what the number is?
I don't know. Pfizer, because they've just been ahead in the schedule overall, Pfizer has sent more doses around the world. Moderna has been, you know, behind. I don't know what they're supposed to
for
be.
For those of you who wonder how much it costs the taxpayer, it's $21 a dose for Moderna and about $15.50 or so a dose for Pfizer. So the Pfizer is cheaper by $6. Imagine, though, multiply these by the millions and billions of shots that have been given, and you got a lot of money. Lots and lots of money.
Well,
the administration...
$30 billion, $60 billion this year? There was some crazy number that
crazy
Pfizer
number.
This year.
Right.
All from
yeah.
the government.
Yeah. Speaking of the government, the Biden administration has set a January 4th deadline for its private sector vaccine mandate. How is that going to affect businesses, one wonders? I thought they were going to kind of loosen it up a little bit because some of the businesses are just saying...
have already started.
It's
going to be interesting. So the ruling is that if you have 100 people or more, you have to require a vaccine, proof of vaccine for people to work for you, or you have to do a weekly test. But now you've got challenges from the private sector coming in, from companies that are suing, and several states have joined together to sue as well.
All right. We have about 60 seconds here for the elections. What happened that was upsetting? The GOP seems to have done well, better than was predicted. So that's the way it is, right? Virginia and wherever else was there?
New Jersey. Governor Murphy won re-election.
Re-election. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it was very close.
The top stories this week, the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week we're together and I take time to actually go through the list so you know what we're talking about in order from number 10 to number 1 in the story list. The relationship we have with China is at 10. Situation of the weather and climate, 9. The abortion discussions before the Supreme Court, number 8. Immigration problems, number 7. The January 6th investigation, number 6. Number 5 is air rage and violence in general. Number 4, the Biden budget and what it's going to create in terms of inflation. Number 3, COVID. Number 2, politics and, you know, the way that we're playing into the hands of those people who want to talk about race relationships all the time. And number 1, the results of this past Tuesday's elections in various places around the country. Top 10 stories from Talkers. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great too. And the reason they are because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 1-1. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details.
Doug Steffen here with a list of the people that are ancillary to the top stories. So each week we have the story list and the people list. This is the official list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Person at number 10 is Kyle Rittenhouse. Number 9, Xi Jinping. I always say I'm not going to use his name. The president of the big duper from China. Number 8, Dan Bongino. Number 7, Mitch McConnell. Nancy Pelosi is 6. A combo of Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema at number 5. They seem to have been in the top list for a number of weeks now. Tony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky. She runs the CDC. Fauci will be having a hearing before the Congress this week. Trump is 3. The new governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list this week. Courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Time for us to do our weekly review of the hot hits in terms of technology, the tech talk portion of the program gives us 5 big stories from the week. Victoria Keelan is here to give us the overview, starting at number 5 with the new oven that cooks a turkey very well, apparently, yes?
Apparently very, very well. Yeah, the reviews are in, and they are really good for GE Appliances' new turkey mode. If you have one of the smart ovens, you are getting this automatic software update. As long as your oven is, you know, hooked up to your Wi-Fi, you'll get this over the Wi-Fi update. And turkey mode is brand new, and
all you do, it's pretty amazing, actually. They tested over 2,000 turkeys to make sure that it was cooked perfectly every time. All you don't have to brine it, you don't have to season it, nothing. You just pop it into a cold oven, and even depending on if it's a big turkey, like 20 pounds or 12 pounds, whatever it is, and the oven will cook it perfectly for you, and will also make a sound that says gobble gobble when the turkey is done. So.
All right, number four has a Yahoo focus.
Yeah, Yahoo ended its services in China this week because they said the increasingly challenging business and legal environment in China. Essentially, Yahoo is the latest U.S.-based tech company to stop offering services in China because the government there is just ridiculously strict over internet businesses and information that's always censored, and it's just, you know, typical China. So Yahoo basically said that they just can't operate their business anymore with all of those restrictions. So every news story that they post gets taken down. It's a whole mess, and so everything's redacted and censored. So LinkedIn actually was another big company a couple weeks ago that also pulled the plug on doing business in China for the same reason. They said that they were just trying to operate as a network for people to look for jobs, and everything the Chinese government stepped in and censored everything, and it just turned into a big chaotic mess. And so LinkedIn has now pulled out as well.
Number three, Facebook.
Oh, I know. It's like, which Facebook story do I choose? Because there were so many. There have been so many in the last couple of weeks. The big one this week is that Facebook has said that they plan to eliminate the facial recognition system in the coming weeks. They said many concerns about the place of facial recognition technology in society. As we know, it's very controversial. And so essentially, they're going to delete more than a billion people's individual facial recognition templates. And so they say that, you know, in the future, they find that there will be a place for facial recognition technology, but as of right now, it's something that too many people are unhappy with, and so they're going to eliminate it. And who knows? I mean, we also know Facebook cannot be trusted. So as soon as they say they're going to delete all of the billion faces, who knows if they're actually going to do it?
Exactly. Number two, the new bug fix mandate from the administration.
Yep, so the Biden administration is requiring civilian federal agencies to fix hundreds of cybersecurity flaws as part of their new directive from the newly formed Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency called CISA. Right now, they have 200 known threats that cybersecurity experts have discovered between 2017 and 2020, as well as 90 more new flaws that were just found this year. And so now they've put everybody on notice. They've got 6 months to patch these threats up and just 2 weeks to fix the new ones, and they're not messing around. And as we know, you know, whether it's the Microsoft Exchange server flaw that unveiled 30,000 U.S. government and commercial organizations' emails, we know the SolarWinds that was hacked by Russia. It's been crazy that these companies have not patched these gigantic security holes yet. But so the CISA will be on top of that from now on.
Number one this week. Social media platforms not happy with Apple.
Yeah, this was an interesting story. This was an investigation by the Financial Times found that Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube lost just under $10 billion in revenue following Apple's changes to their privacy practices. So this was last year. Apple announced the App Tracking Transparency, ATT, policy that requires apps to ask for your permission to track your data. Seems like that would be a normal thing to do, but Apple is actually the only company that is allowing their users to have some control over that. So the policy went into effect in April of this year, and if you have an iPhone, every single time you go onto a new app or open it up, it will say, you know, do you want to ask us to not track? And you have that option now. And so apparently they track you so much that it's cost them $10 billion in revenue. So all the social media platforms now have to rebuild their infrastructure and be a little more clever with how they track you.
All right. There it is. Top five stories this week from the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with Wellvine Chardonnay Mark. from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at Vine to Bar.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden's vaccine mandate for larger businesses hits a roadblock.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration rule requires workers at businesses with 100 or more employees be vaccinated by January 4th or face mask requirements and weekly tests. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has granted an emergency stay of that requirement. Louisiana's Attorney General Jeff Landry, a Republican, says the rule would impose medical procedures on the American people. I'm Ben Thomas.
A new poll just doesn't carry with it bad news for President Biden, but good news for former President Trump in 2024.
On Friday, Emerson College polling released their latest poll, and it shows more discouraging news for President Biden. A majority at 50% disapprove of the president's job performance, while 41% approve. In a hypothetical match between former President Donald Trump and Mr. Biden come 2024, 45% would vote for Mr. Trump and 43% would vote for Mr. Biden. A strong plurality at 49% would vote for the Republican candidate, while 42% would vote for the Democrat. 49% of independents would vote for the Republican. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Speaking of 2024, a number of potential 2024 GOP presidential candidates attended the Republican Jewish Coalition's annual leadership meeting in Las Vegas over the weekend. Some of the party's biggest, some of the party's biggest and most influential donors. So among the attendees, former Vice President Mike Pence was joined by former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, as well as candidates running for Congress and governor in next year's midterms. An early season snowstorm blanketed much of northern China, including the capital Beijing, prompting highway closures, flight and train cancellations, and delays. Temperatures plunged to freezing and below. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
After days of waiting, a German ship carrying over 800 migrants has arrived in a Sicilian port.
Shouts of joy could be heard from the dock as the vessel drew near. The ship, full of rescued migrants, was finally granted permission to dock at the port of Trapani in western Sicily. There were about 160 minors on the ship, including 15 very young children. The children will be taken to shelters, whilst most of the adults will have to quarantine on other ships. Many of the passengers came from countries in West Africa, Egypt or Morocco. More than half of the passengers had been saved from a sinking wooden boat in early November. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Iraqi government says Prime Minister Mustafa El-Kadhimi survived an assassination attempt with an armed drone yesterday. A spokesman says an explosive-laden drone tried to hit El-Kadhimi's home in Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone area. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Big doings in the Big Apple. New York City sought a comeback story for its 50th marathon, and this year's winner delivered. The latest, here's Julie Walker.
Ladies and gentlemen, your champion, Albert Carrere!
Kenyan Albert Carrere won the men's race 2 years after finishing second, and after last year's race was canceled because of COVID, which took the lives of so many, including those who once ran the second oldest of the world's major marathons. Carrere ran the 26.2-mile marathon through the five boroughs of New York City in 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 22 seconds. And it was a Kenyan sweep, with Perez Jepchichir coming in first in the women's division. The field was cut to around 30,000 runners this year because of COVID. Julie Walker, New York.
Check out more on these stories. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Awards.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts from talkers prepared for the week of November 1st to the 5th. And joining me, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, is Michael Harrison, by the way, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine with the top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people on the list, and ancillary stories about the events of the week with regard to this fabulous thing called News Talk Radio. I think at some point in time, I should probably ask you during the course of our hourly get-together every week, what you think the biggest story is that you wrote about in Talkers. You go to talkers.com, not only see this list, but every day there are stories on top of stories on top of stories about the people who are stars of programs and what they're up to. What do you think of that tonight?
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We're going to take a few moments to go off the air, but we'll be right back. Thank you.
This industry, and some of them are stories about people. For example, the Dan Bongino story ran yesterday was very interesting. But in the scheme of things, is it really all that important? Or are stories about major broadcasting corporations' quarterly reports in terms of their profits or losses? You know, how do you weigh one against the other? So it would be a tough question to answer. But if I had to write off the top of my head in terms of human interest, and here I'm answering the question, even though you never asked it, you presented it, that you might ask it. But I think the Dan Bongino story was
consider
kind of
it asked.
Didn't you find that to be a fascinating development? For those who wonder what we're talking about, he said, "I'm going to quit if my company doesn't stop."
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for...
Last week on the countdown, which seems like only moments ago, it's how very amazing how quickly time flies. There were some people listening from the company, and they thought... It was like, rah-rah. You know, what we said was what we were thinking and feeling. I wasn't really that concerned about the company, per se.
Are you saying the company didn't agree with us or agreed with us?
No, the company was... I think the company was happy that we had the conversation that we had.
Oh, okay. Because I thought that we were, if anything, pretty even-handed.
We were reserved, in fact.
Yeah. In other words, we didn't come out and bad rap them and support him.
No.
We were very...
It was a story. We told the story.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yeah. So with a wink and a nod, we move on. Yeah, that is an interesting story. There were some rumors that he was going to go to Fox from his present employer, and obviously that didn't pan out. But I think sometimes when you – there's something about being on the air for some people, of being in a situation where they may think of themselves as more than a commodity – but they're celebrities, you know, like some television star. And I think celebrity is greatly enhanced by some of the social media these days. There are so many people. Have you seen that show, Fake Famous, that's on, I think it's on HBO or Netflix or one of those? It's all about people. Have you heard about it?
Now I have.
Check
you
it out.
A dozen donuts. Whenever anybody tells me something I don't know, you know, they get a dozen donuts.
Hooray. I'd like to have a dozen donuts.
Yeah,
the essence of this show is how much time people spend who are doing nothing trying to be famous. I want to be famous. What do you want to do when you grow up? I want to be famous. Famous for doing what? No. I just want to be famous. I want to have lots of social media followers on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. But what are you going to do? Oh, I don't want to do anything. I just want to have a lot of...
influencer.
Yeah. Right.
I want to be famous, and I want to influence people. Well, do you want to influence them? I don't know. I just want to influence them.
Yeah. That's right. It's the warped sense of reality and what's important. And it goes back to the Kardashians, I guess, at least in our lifetime. I mean, can you think of people, well, maybe Zsa Gabor and...
I was just going to say Zsa Gabor.
Yeah.
Zsa Gabor was famous for being famous. She was an actress. She was in a couple of movies, but...
Yeah, she was a lousy actress.
She was in her youth incredibly beautiful.
Yeah. And wasn't it... who was it that had so much fun with her... Merv Griffin. I think Merv Griffin had a lot of fun with the Gabor sisters, if I remember correctly. Yeah. And they
But the point you're making of you know, famous for being famous.
Yes.
There always has been a desire to be famous. People dreamed of going out to Hollywood and becoming a movie star, even if they didn't have any acting ability.
Mm-hmm.
But social media and the technology that comes with it has turned everybody into a performer. Everybody is into their ratings. Everybody is into how many people like them, how many people follow them, how many people are friends with them.
Mm.
People have their own platforms. They have their own blogs. They have their own websites, and people are making their own videos and things that, you know, back in the day, the average person didn't have that kind of platform or that type of technology. So you looked at the newspapers and you saw the silver screen and television and magazines, and that was another world. So anybody who would be on the front page of the paper or up on the silver screen, they were in the magic of Hollywood, the magic of the news. Now that perspective has been democratized, so to speak, and it's wreaked havoc not only on the lives of individual people who walk around all day long worried about their ratings and their popularity when it doesn't mean anything, but it also has taken away from the magic and the impact of those who are in big-time media entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as big a deal anymore.
Well, we're all just people who have to put our pants on one leg at a time. We have to go to the bathroom every day and probably, you know, take a shower, hopefully. And so we just
at least once a month, I have to tell you.
Right, once a month, yeah. We just have to put things into perspective And even though it's nice to rub elbows with some, you know, look at all the attention that's given to movie stars still today, the red carpet, all these people hanging around on the Sunset and Vine.
But movie stars today don't have the same cachet that they had back in the day of the big studios, Clark Gable and people of that nature. These people were legendary, larger-than-life figures. Today,
Errol Flynn.
It's before our time, I must say that. Mm-hmm. But when I was growing up, we knew about the stars and the media that came before us. We watched movies and you know, even our gang. I mean, they were old movies when I was a kid, and we used to watch them on television.
The Our Gang cartoons. Comedies.
They were from the generation before. But we knew about them. I knew about Laurel and Hardy, knew about Charlie Chaplin, knew about... Today, kids don't know about things that might have had been 5 years ago, let alone 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, you're going to ask kids about stuff that they have no clue about, music or movies or things, books. They don't even, you know, books. What's a book? Really, what's a library for? That kind of stuff. It's really pretty amazing. And pretty damning when you get right down to it as to how there are certain things, it seems to me, that ought to be a part and parcel of one's educational experiences, and they are timeless, ageless, the things that you need to know or ought to know. So anyway, okay, so we're off on that. We need to get to the stories and the people list, which we will do in a matter of moments here. You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with an extended Halloween wish. Even though we're in the first week of November as you listen to this program, there are a lot of people who have been very interested in the Calitrin message this week. They've sold a lot of products this week. And that's, they think, because of the exposure that they get around certain holidays. And my message is one of many people talking about this product all across the country on radio programs, good radio programs like this. Calitrin has been a sponsor of my programs for now 5.5 years. And it's basically because it's a good product that works and people respond when I pass along the message, which is pretty simple. Get healthy and stay healthy the right way by losing weight the right way, the healthy way, using Calitrin, which is a natural formula. Doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs, none of that stuff. You don't have to go on a crash diet. You don't have to take all kinds of weird drugs and stimulants. Nope. This is the healthiest choice you can make, not only to lose the weight safely, but to keep it off. Calitrin has proven to help with keeping weight off. And that's why I am so sold on it. So as far as the Halloween stuff is concerned, the benefits I can talk about until I'm blue in the face, there is a spotlight every week. If you go to toploss.com, which is their website, you can get a personal connection to a Calitrin consultant who will help support you through your weight loss efforts. They are ready, willing, and able to help you out. Go to toploss.com, get healthy, get the product at the right price. As a matter of fact, right now, fall savings are here. 90-day supply, huge 86% success rate. And the BOGO deal on the 90-day supply, you buy 90 days supply, you get 180 days worth of product. That's it. Check it out. And they have an afterpay option as well for you if this may be a little too stiff for you to play all at once, pay for it all at once. Toploss.com is the site. And use the discount code DJV for the deal, plus free shipping. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. Caltrain.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Caltrain, too.
Check it all out at TopLoss.com. That's the Caltrain website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at TopLoss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with a list of the people that are ancillary to the top stories. So each week we have the story list and the people list. This is the official list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Person at number 10 is Kyle Rittenhouse. Number 9, Xi Jinping. I always say I'm not going to use his name. The president of the big duper from China. Number 8, Dan Bongino. Number 7, Mitch McConnell. Nancy Pelosi is 6. A combo of Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema at number 5. They seem to have been in the top list for a number of weeks now. Tony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky. She runs the CDC. Fauci having a hearing before the Congress this week. Trump is 3. The new governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list this week. Courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. This holiday season and beyond, Amazon is making it easy to discover and shop for more sustainable gifts and everyday essentials with the Climate Pledge Friendly Label. The Climate Pledge Friendly Label signifies that products have one or more sustainability certifications that help preserve the natural world, providing Amazon customers a quick and easy way to identify more sustainable products when they shop online. With tens of thousands of products under the Climate Pledge Friendly Label, customers can shop a wide variety of more sustainable holiday gifts and everyday essentials on Amazon.com, ranging from toys, electronics, clothing, groceries, and household products from beloved brands, including Annie's Homegrown, Columbia, Honest Beauty, Seventh Generation, and more. Just look for the label that says Climate Pledge Friendly to start shopping more sustainable products this holiday season and enjoy Amazon's wide selection, convenience, and everyday low prices. Visit Amazon.com and search for Climate Pledge Friendly. More sustainable shopping is even easier than ever, thanks to Amazon. Find the label now on product pages or in search results.
Have you heard what's happening at Kohl's today? Black Friday deals. You can get an exclusive KitchenAid bundle for $349.99. $8.49 throws or pillows from the big one, and 50% off jammies for your families, which will be perfect for family photos. Did I mention the extra 15% off and the $15 Kohl's cash you get for every $50 spent? I'm on my way now. The deals are just too great to wait.
Select style. Select deals valid through November 7th. The big one deals valid through November 10th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Shopping cars online is a hassle. Or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Now let's get to the list, the stories.
All right.
Sometimes we get a little long-winded, but it's okay because it's entertaining and it tells stories about what's going on in the business of News Talk Radio, which is a business, right? Well, it's a business.
If we weren't long-winded, we couldn't fill an hour with all of this interesting programming content. I mean, you know,
That's it.
I don't know how long-winded
we are. Down to brass tacks.
And number all 10, right,
story
foreign
list.
Affairs.
Yes.
I'm doing it already. Number 10, foreign affairs tied with U.S.-China relations. And at number 9, climate change. At number 8, abortion. At number 7, immigration reform. At number 6, we have the January 6th investigation, and it's tied with Trump and the GOP, and it's tied with voting legislation, all at number 6. At number 5, we have a tie between crime, violence, and air rage. At number 4, the Biden budget tied with inflation, the labor shortage, and the supply chain breakdown. At number 3, we have COVID-19 vaccines, masks, and mandates. At number 2, school board politics, and that's tied with race relations. And number 1 is Tuesday's election. On the People Survey, Kyle Rittenhouse is having his trial at number 10. He is at number 10. Xi Jinping is 9. Number 8, the aforementioned Dan Bongino tied with Aaron Rodgers, who has COVID and a little controversy surrounding how that
happened. He's a jerk. He's a jerk.
Okay, we'll get back to that. At number 7, Mitch McConnell. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema have number 5. Number 4 is tie between Tony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky. Donald Trump is at number 3. At number 2, the Virginia elections star players Glenn Youngkin and Terry McAuliffe. And Joe Biden is at number 1. And there you go.
So,
do you think Aaron Rodgers is a jerk?
I do. Yeah, I think he overplayed. He's another one like Bongino, overplayed his part, overplayed his hand, and has come out of it looking, now he can't play, right? Isn't he? He's off the squad because he's not, in fact, had, he said he was immunized, but
that turns out. He was deputized.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was
deputized.
Mm-hmm. That worked too well.
A lot of the controversy is whether or not the Green Bay Packers abided by the regulations that the NFL has, imposed dealing with COVID protection. So the whole team is having a problem right now. And, it'll be forgotten probably before it goes anywhere.
Yeah, but a lot of these things, like the Bongino thing, that'll be forgotten pretty soon, as well as will he.
Bongino thing?
But, yeah,
I could resist.
Who's Nancy Pelosi? I forget who she is. And where'd Mitch McConnell go? One of the things I find interesting, the back and forth between Fauci and Rand Paul, which seems to get a play every time Fauci seems to, I don't think he has to testify, but every time he gets invited to testify before that committee, Rand Paul rakes him over the coals, and tells him what a phony he is, and how this and that, and I just find it interesting, but does it get you anywhere? What comes out of, that's, some of that, you talk about theater, some of that stuff in Congress is nothing but theater, right?
Yeah, I agree. It is theater. You're right. You're absolutely right. It doesn't get us anywhere. It's no.
Yeah, it doesn't get anywhere. Well, a lot of the stuff that Fauci has done, as far as I'm concerned, has been nothing but theater. You know what I'd like to have?
What Rand Paul is doing is theater, too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So, number one, the elections, Glenn Youngkin and Terry McAuliffe. What do you make of that? Take 60 seconds or so, or maybe 30 seconds, and give us your...
I think that it comes down to the Democrats and the Republicans having to find ways to go forward without being dragged down by Donald Trump in the GOP. Mm-hmm. And right. By the left wing, the AOCs and the Bernie Sanders in the Democratic Party, and that what we saw in Virginia is the result of that syndrome. And I can explain it later if you want, but that's my 30-second take.
Yeah, I think we ought to spend a little bit more time on it because there's so much emphasis on right-wing radio, and is that all working? It's 28 past the hour.
An ice-cold Coke from Burger King never tasted so good. From October 22nd to November 5th, purchase at participating Burger King restaurants any size a la carte fountain drink or a frozen Coke, and 50 cents will be donated to the Burger King Foundation Scholarship Program. The Burger King Foundation is making a positive change in the lives of children and families, creating brighter futures through education. The Burger King Foundation has granted over $50 million in scholarships and education support. This year's open application window runs through December 15th. Visit www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information. For another way to help, next time you visit Burger King, Round up your check from now through December, and that amount will benefit the Burger King Scholars Program. So, go ahead, quench your thirst, and know that as you are sipping, you're also giving back to your community. Now that's good. Visit your local participating Burger King restaurant today.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off for the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
Now, 34 after the hour, this is the authoritative, compelling Talk Radio Countdown Show. How do you like that, Michael? Pretty good, huh? Authoritative and
exaggerated.
Compelling.
I don't know how authoritative it is, but it is hopefully a little compelling.
You run the Bible of the talk radio business, so it should have authority attached to it, and it does, as far as I'm concerned.
I do that with complete humbleness and humility. I let others say such things. Remember.
Okay, well, here I am.
Yes.
In terms of platforms and all of that stuff, you know, you gotta know your place. So I don't take it all that seriously. As our responsibility, but I don't take myself that seriously.
Well, it's a good thing. That's a very important thing, not to take yourself too seriously. There is a lot of attention being given, if I may just... I do want you to go back to the election thing. Well, let's do that now, and then I'm going to go down a different street for a minute. The elections and the impact or import of the party line. What do you think?
I think that, as I said before, I think that what we're seeing is that the GOP has to deal with Trump. If Trump becomes the nominee in 2024, they may lose the general election. Yeah. If Biden becomes the nominee in 2024, they may lose the general election. Mm-hmm. The left wing of the Democratic Party and the Trump wing of the GOP are in many ways standing in the way of both parties moving forward. And I think we saw, without getting into all the minutiae about it, I assume the people who listen to a program like this are up to speed on contemporary issues. What we saw in Virginia sort of reflected that. McCulloch misplayed it. He tried to use the specter of Trump as the reason not to vote for the Republicans. And this basic newcomer to the political scene, he was an underdog, Youngkin, he dealt with issues that were local and of concern to the voters, as opposed to making it ideological on an abstract level. So I think that what we take from that is that the mansions and the cinemas actually might be friends of the Democrats more than thorns in the side. They may be showing them the way going forward, because it's still not too late. 22 is coming, and that's crucial. And Trump is both the strength and the weakness of the GOP.
Is it true, from the point of view of what people listen to, that we hear what we want to hear? That is, we tune into a program or a station that carries the message that we like? Or is the other side, that we hear what we want to hear, do we, using our own filters, keep things out of our reality even though they're there?
That's a psychological question. It's rhetorical, and it's the very heart of how the media operates today. In terms of the daily dance of affirmation, you tell the audience what the audience wants to hear. You target a group, and you tell them what they like, and then they listen to you because they get pleasure out of hearing somebody agree with them. We do tend to sublimate or filter out information that we don't want. It's a human nature thing, and it's something that is to the detriment of our well-being. Because if we're informed about the good and the bad and the ugly, we might be able to deal with it with more options than if we just go into things blindly looking at what we want that's comfortable for us and ultimately doesn't offer us the right perspective and tools to deal with the challenges that we face.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting because the predictability of people when they come down. Let's take the Supreme Court as an example. There are those people who say, oh, Roberts, he's a conservative, he's going to be bad, or... then the others who have been appointed, Amy, just take the last three or four have been appointed. It's all been politics. It's all been, they're going to ruin the court. They're going to do this, 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 and this, and they're not doing anything of the sort. Roberts has become, as you've suggested, and maybe this is the bellwether of where the country is going. The Supreme Court is finding a middle, even though they're all of the people who are machinating about, these terrible liberals or terrible conservatives, you know, they're pretty much coming to the middle on a lot of things.
Well, a lot of these guys have, these guys and gals in the Supreme Court have their own pride as justices, and their connection to the legal community supersedes their beholdens to the president that put them there. And, you know, where Trump made a mistake was thinking that these people worked for him now.
Yeah.
And you become a Supreme Court justice, you may not be so quick to want to, toe the president's line, because what's he going to do about it? So there's a lot of that at play. Yeah, it's interesting to see that where this is going to play out, the syndrome you just described is going to play out in the forthcoming ongoing war over abortion per the Texas abortion law. That ain't over by any means, and Supreme Court has yet to weigh in on a lot of aspects of it.
There's a case from Mississippi, I think it's even more strident than the one in Texas.
The Texas thing could spread around the country.
Yeah.
Roe v. Wade is definitely hanging in the balance.
And you wonder sometimes what it is that makes people so passionate or angry about that issue when it's so personal. It's so one-on-one. I mean,
that's why they're angry and passionate.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because it's so personal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But
I mean, what
is
politics?
It my business,
it's a collection
or your business?
Of that's what politics is. It's a collective personal. It's the organization of a bunch of personals.
Mm-hmm. Our friend Holland Cook in his monthly newsletter asked an interesting question. Holland is one of the great consultants in the radio business, and he does a monthly newsletter for people who are in the business. And he asked something, when I saw it, it just so jumped out of the page for me. In referencing some of the people on the air who do programs, he refers to them as soreheads. And his question is, the Sorehead Show still a business? Referencing from his political perspective, because you and I both know he's left of center, and maybe you read some of the stuff or you watch him on TV because he's on RTV, the RTV cable system. But, you know, there's something, when I saw that, I just thought to myself, you know, that's a really good question. And is it fundamentally bad radio to always be angry? You know, but we hear these guys who are on, some women as well, who just seem to always, always, always be angry about something. And is that entertaining? Is that good?
Well, I don't agree. I don't agree with you on that, but I certainly understand your perspective, and there is a degree of truth to it. But I think that Holland is showing his partisanship, and I think that people have the right to be sore heads, and I think that people have the right to be angry.
Does it work on the radio is his question.
Obviously, it does.
Of course it does.
It works on the radio within the area that it works. Mm-hmm. There's no one answer. There's no one answer to what will work on the radio, and then everybody should do that.
Yeah.
You know, when people say, why is conservative talk radio so popular? I said, because conservative talk radio is popular. The answer is the question. Because people, that's the reason. Why was British rock and roll popular when the Beatles came out? Because people liked them.
Liked it.
That's
right.
There's nothing more to it than that.
No, it's not some deep conspiracy. Ooh, these guys are going to take over.
And it didn't mean that. It didn't mean the New York Philharmonic Orchestra or that people who were in polka bands had to start playing "I Want to Hold Your Hand." There's going to still be a spectrum of things, but things move to the fore. And conservative talk radio, people should leave it alone. Let them do what they're doing and stop wanting them to change because it'd be better radio.
Just offer something different if you want.
That's right. Offer something else. But don't say it should change. That's where I disagree with you, and I think you probably see my point.
Yeah, I do. Absolutely see your point. I just wanted to digress for a second here because this is one of those big elephants in the room. It was on the Countdown story list last week, the Rust movie and what happened with Alec Baldwin, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's really very interesting to see what the outgrowth has been. And in conversation, people like The Rock have really started conversation because he says no more guns, no more real guns on any movie that I'm in, which sort of begs the question, how real are the guns that are in television and movies? Because you can't turn on the TV or watch a movie, for the most part, without seeing somebody getting shot at. Big guns, little guns and stuff. So I thought that that was a pretty interesting public pronouncement. What did you think?
I didn't realize that they use real guns in movies.
I thought
that these blank guns were dangerous because they emitted a lot of air pressure and gas from the gunpowder, but that didn't have shells. I didn't realize that they were just regular guns without bullets in them.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it to be able to comment, you know, with a degree of education. However, there might be something to what Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, has said, that maybe they could have. I mean, they have the technology to have realistic looking guns.
Sure, they do.
And
take them out of those 3D printers.
Right, and with weird. And with digital, you know, computer technology, they could create any kind of effect. Why do they have to have real gunpowder and guns that could accidentally have a projectile in the barrel? Doesn't make sense. He probably is right.
Yeah, it may be, for sure. All right, focus on Michael's interview coming up in a matter of moments now, 44 after, on the Talk Radio Countdown show. The story of MyPillow goes on and on. We all know, Michael, how controversial Mike Lindell has been. And it's interesting because the advertising now points directly at that, because apparently MyPillow has had canceled orders from the huge box stores that used to sell them, and now because of Lindell's politics, they don't want to sell MyPillow stuff anymore. So they've sent all of these pillows, thousands and thousands of them, back to the factory. So now MyPillow is passing on the savings directly to you because they got so many of these pillows. They're selling them now for $19.98. Normal price, $69.98. The best offer in the history of MyPillow on standard size MyPillows. So if you want to buy some of these or anything else that's in the catalog, huge, huge discounts. Check them out. Use the DJV code when you check out at MyPillow.com. Doug Steffen here with a list of the people that are ancillary to the top stories. So each week we have the story list and the people list. This is the official list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Person at number 10 is Kyle Rittenhouse. Number 9, Xi Jinping. I always say I'm not going to use his name. The president of the big duper from China. Number 8, Dan Bongino. Number 7, Mitch McConnell. Nancy Pelosi is 6. A combo of Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema at number 5. They seem to have been in the top list for a number of weeks now. Tony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky. She runs the CDC. Fauci will be having a hearing before the Congress this week. Trump is 3. The new governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list this week. Courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy 4, get 4, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The top stories this week, the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week we're together and I take time to actually go through the list so you know what we're talking about in order from number 10 to number 1 in the story list. The relationship we have with China is at 10. Situation of the weather and climate, 9. The abortion discussions before the Supreme Court, number 8. Immigration problems, number 7. The January 6th investigation, number 6. Number 5 is air rage and violence in general. Number 4, the Biden budget and what it's going to create in terms of inflation. Number 3, COVID, COVID, COVID. Number 2, politics and, you know, the way that we're playing into the hands of those people who want to talk about race relationships all the time. And number 1, the results of this past Tuesday's elections in various places around the country. Top 10 stories from Talkers. All right, so Michael, what's in the MH interview this week?
Interesting conversation with the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee, a conservative libertarian who's playing a leading role in the debate about vaccine mandates. His name is Glenn Jacobs, but in a past life, he was the 3-time heavyweight champion in the WWE, a 7-foot masked demon from hell, Kane. And
wow.
Wrestling fans will know about that, so check it out at mhinterview.com.
Yes, sir. 10 before the hour. Thanks, Michael.
Have you tried learning a new language but it never seems to stick? That's because there's more to language than learning vocab words. Babbel is different. Babbel's multiple ways to learn helps you explore every aspect of a new language, anytime, right from your phone or computer. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help from an instructor in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people. We keep them small so everyone can get the help they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games, or dive into the culture with short videos. Everything from the interactive lessons and live online classes to the podcasts and videos will teach you things you'll actually use, so you're ready for real-life conversations. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com to start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show now, the charts for the week of November 1st to the 5th. It's Stephen J.J. Wiseman with comments on the legal aspects that
are important here. When you look at all of the stories, there's always three, four maybe that deserve to actually cry out for commentary. Steve is a lawyer and a college professor of law here in Boston at Bentley University. So the situation with the elections, and the reason I bring it up is because in my community, there's a recount in one of the precincts, and because there were only two votes between what the winner and the loser got. And I wonder about how that's handled, what legally must be done. Can somebody just demand a recount? Remember when Trump did a lot of that stuff after the last election, claiming that it was stolen from him. So what's the legal process to do that, Steve?
You know, it differs from state to state, because by and large, voting, although there are certain basic federal regulations, is governed by state law. And so sometimes is an auto, if the vote number is particularly close, there is an automatic recount, whether someone even requests it or not. Other times, at a certain level, the candidate can request a recount, but you don't have a right to a recount, although it does differ from state to state.
Really? Okay. So, but you can't get them. You got to position yourself. Who pays for it? Do the candidates have to pay for it, or whoever demands the recount? Do they have to pay for it?
No. Generally, this is if it's deemed a legitimate recount, and the the state will pay for it.
All right. Number five on the countdown is a focus on crime and violence, with an angle aimed at the air rage and what's going on airplanes. And people have suggested this week that air marshals ought to be on the planes domestically in order to stop this. Can the airline, they can't throw you out of the plane at 35,000 feet.
Well, not without due process anyway.
No, right, exactly. So how many of these air rage incidents are going to result in some sort of criminal activity, and do the airlines actually press charges against these people?
We have seen this happen, and I have a daughter who's a flight attendant for United, and she's been telling me about a lot of the airlines are having major issues with, flight attendants have been assaulted, and criminal charges have been brought. And there are times there that you have federal law enforcement waiting as someone deplanes. It's outrageous how angry people are getting now.
Well, and the road rage stuff, too.
Oh,
did you see the stuff that this, where the heck was it? There was a road rage incident that killed a couple of people who were innocent. They weren't even part of it. People chasing each other down the road, and, somebody was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
No, and that does happen. And then when you're talking in an airplane, it's a dangerous situation. It's a confined situation, but it is just strange. I talked to someone yesterday. I said, you would never call someone that kind of a name if they managed to just bump into you on the street. But if somebody cuts you off in traffic, my God, you will come out with languages that the sailors would blush at, as they used to say.
Exactly. All right, number eight is the continuing discussion about abortion. I use that on my programs to focus on how I believe the Supreme Court has gone to the middle. All of the grousing of Roberts is going to be a right-wing wacko and all these other people, but they are showing signs of all of them, kind of with the exception of Clarence Thomas. The rest of them seem to be pretty flexible. Am I just dreaming that, or is that true, do you think?
Well, it's hard to say doctrinaire. You do have people like Kavanaugh has surprised some people who expected him to be exclusively, almost even far right. And Justice Roberts has been a very kind of mitigating influence at times on the court. He was the one that saved the Affordable Care Act. So as far as abortion goes, it is such a difficult situation because it's very hard to find a compromise with someone who legitimately thinks it's murder and somebody who legitimately thinks this is a woman's right over her own body. So this is going to be a big problem. The thing to do is to lessen abortions rather than stop them.
Yeah, I think there's so much thought behind this. Some of it is provocative and some of it is not much of much value at all. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the law, looking at the law as far as talk radio is concerned on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Working remotely and wanting to level up by maximizing your working experience? Stop by Drop-In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East. Rachel left a 5-star review for Drop-In. Love this place. I moved to Redding recently from the Bay Area and work remotely full-time. Started going nuts at home, and luckily, this place is a great location and meets my needs beyond my expectations. They also left a 5-star review. Very productive place. It took me a few hours at Drop-In to finish a few days' work at home. Internet is super fast. Drop-In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East in Redding.
California Care Force 2021 is offering free dental, vision, and medical care for underserved and underinsured individuals and families in Butte and surrounding counties November 12th through the 14th at the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds in Chico. More than 350 volunteer healthcare professionals from throughout California will be there to assist you. All services are free, and clinic participants do not need proof of insurance, employment, income, residency, immigration status, or an ID to receive.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. We continue to pay a little more at the pump.
We have another 5 cents inside the current price of gasoline. Regular grade is now $3.49 per gallon, and it's up $1.30 above its year-ago point.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, who publishes the Lundberg Survey, blames the increase on the surging cost of crude oil and ethanol. Highest price she found, San Francisco at $4.77 a gallon, lowest in Houston at $2.98. And if you drive a diesel, you're up 8 cents at $3.67 a gallon on average. That's $1.30 higher than last year. Bomb threats at three Ivy League schools over the weekend causing evacuations, and police are investigating. At least two schools say the threats there were unfounded. Cornell, Columbia, and Brown universities alerted students when they received the threats and came 2 days after a bomb threat at Yale forced the evacuation of several buildings on campus there. A proposed Senate bill would limit big tech mergers.
Two U.S. senators have introduced bipartisan legislation that seeks to make it harder for Amazon and other tech giants to make acquisitions. The office of Senator Amy Klobuchar, a Democrat who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee's antitrust panel, said on Friday that she and Republican Tom Cotton had introduced a bill targeting such companies as Alphabet's Google and Facebook. The bill would make it easier for the government to stop deals it believes breaks antitrust laws by requiring the companies to prove to a judge that the deals are good competition and therefore legal. Patrick Foss reporting.
Windy conditions off the Florida coast have prompted SpaceX to delay the return of four space station astronauts. They were supposed to leave the ISS on Sunday, splashing down in the Gulf of Mexico Monday morning. Instead, SpaceX bumped the departure to Monday afternoon with a nighttime return. Check out more news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com.
Mr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Authorities say over 90 people are dead, around 30 others critically wounded, after an oil tanker exploded near Sierra Leone's capital. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the latest.
Moments before the explosion, people crowd round the oil tanker to collect leaking fuel.
after it had collided with another vehicle. Video obtained by the Associated Press shows a giant fireball burning in the night sky and charred remains of some victims laying strewn at the scene, awaiting transport to mortuaries. President Julius Maada Bio, in Scotland attending the UN climate talks, deplored the horrendous loss of life. While Sierra Leone's vice president visited two hospitals overnight, he said the nation's National Disaster Management Agency and others would work tirelessly in the wake of the emergency.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The skies continue to be unfriendly.
Federal officials say they've referred more than three dozen airline passengers for possible criminal prosecution this year, as airlines report a surge in the number of disruptions on flights. Airlines and flight attendants have been pushing for criminal prosecution of more unruly passengers. More than 5,000 incidents involving unruly passengers reported this year, with more than 3,600 of those involving people who refused to wear face masks as required by federal regulation. John Scott reported.
The Navajo Nation president signed a tribal legislation to ban the use of cigarettes, chewing tobacco, electronic cigarettes, and other commercial products in public buildings and workspaces across the reservation, including tribal hotels and resorts. And it includes a 25-foot buffer outdoors. The ban, though, would not apply to the ceremonial use of tobacco or in homes unless they're being used as businesses. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Through math.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coming up on 7 after the hour, now our offer to you, those of us who are on the DJV program, is to spend an hour talking about the big hits, the News Talk Radio hits, according to Talkers Magazine this past week. Charts for the week of November 1st to the 5th. With all the stories, the top 10 stories, top 10 people on the list, some new entrants, some repositioning of stories that we've been talking about off and on for the past year or so. A lot of things stay the same, but yet they change. So let's go through with the ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all my pals and cohorts from the DJV program, with their comments as we move through the top 10. Let me just go through quickly the list, and then let's go back and pick some things out that stand out with regard to some of these things. At number 10, our relationship with China and other foreign nations. Number 9, the weather and the climate, etc. The abortion situation at 8 in Texas. Immigration reform, number 7. Investigation into January 6th, number 6, appropriately. A lot of rage, a lot of crime stories this past week. Violence, that sort of thing, like what happened down in Mexico. People are talking about that. Number 4, the Biden budget and trying to get those bills passed. Number 3, COVID and related stories. Number 2, the politics, there's some school board issues that are being talked about a lot, and then the elections, number one, the result of the off, what they call off-year elections. So with that in mind, ladies, let's go back to number 10 for a moment. The Pentagon is reviewing and has found no violation of any law in the drone attack that killed 10 Afghanistani citizens. I guess there was an independent Pentagon investigation into the drone strike that accidentally killed 10 civilians in August. But investigating yourself.
I know. I was going to say it's not like those typically go somewhere. I think they have to go through to see what went wrong.
Kind of procedural, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is very procedural when something like that happens.
Well, what good is the report if it's classified?
Right. And does it bring people back? Not necessarily. You know, there aren't going to be any charges filed against anybody. So to come out and say it's a tragic accident.
Window dressing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
theater.
You know, why? Why did we have to be in this situation to begin with? And I think this week probably one of, as we talk about, we go through the list, and the biggest stories is the election. And there is a direct correlation between Biden's kind of tanking approval rating and the withdrawal from Afghanistan. People were really taken back by how that was handled. And the drone strike that killed 7 kids, I think, is a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's, yeah. So while we're there, though, here's something that's pretty disgusting. At least that's the way I feel about it. The Biden administration approving the sale of $650 million worth of arms to the Saudis, supposedly to help the country defend itself against some of the Yemenis who are attacking. I don't know. I just have a bad taste.
Well, that group from Iran has been. I'm with you. Like, I know that there are necessary evils, but I know. They're still seen, and we've talked about it, too, on DJV regularly, no matter who the incoming president is, right? Everybody always says we have to be tough on Saudi Arabia. And then something happens behind closed doors. It doesn't matter what party you're in. It just something seems to happen where someone sits someone down and says, okay, we can't ostracize them. We need them. And I don't really fully understand why, but I guess they are still seen as a stabilizing force in the Middle East and, I guess, an ally to us. I don't know. It doesn't make me happy.
Well, they bring stability to the region where Iran is out of control, and it's the only excuse. I mean, we've talked about this before. It's something that we all agree on, no matter where
there's
we are.
Two excuses.
Well,
the oil.
Yes, oil, but also the stability. We didn't need the oil as much under Trump. We need it now because of Biden kind of taking away our energy independence in this country. But I think the stability that they provide in the Middle East, they use that as a tool to get everything that they want. Can't disrupt them.
You know,
and so every president that goes in, it's kind of like the aliens, right? Everybody says we're going to go in and
I'm going to tell everybody about the aliens.
Right, to classify all this stuff, and then it's like, well, maybe not. No.
Yep.
Well, you said something interesting, Jennifer. Well, you're always saying something interesting, as are all of you, but the idea about energy independence that really was started or got into full throttle when Obama was president, because we had, for the first time in a long time, we were energy independent. We were producing enough oil and gas on our own to not have to buy any from any other sources. And I wonder what happened to that during the Trump years. Why did that slow down?
It didn't. We were energy independent under Trump. The only state that wasn't was California. It was Biden stopping the pipelines and upping the production coming from OPEC that has made us not energy independent.
What pipelines did he stop? All the 86 pipelines across the country.
He shut down Keystone and a couple of others, I think.
That's not really accurate. It's the planned pipeline, which wasn't even running yet. That XL part of the Keystone pipeline is what he stopped the production of that, but it wasn't flowing
but
yet.
But what cost to us?
Well, why don't they just put it and run it? The controversy was about running it under a lake.
Yeah,
on
it wasn't
Indian
even fully
territory.
Built yet, so that theory doesn't
just
check out.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Move it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems to be whenever they put pipelines somewhere, it's like they choose the most fragile part of land.
Seems silly, doesn't it?
I don't get it.
It does. Right. Okay. At number six, the investigation into January 6th there's a rioter who bragged that she wouldn't go to jail. But
this lady was
work.
Trending. she was trending on social media because
Jennifer Lee Ryan.
She made such ridiculous statements like, well, I'm white and I'm blonde and I have a good job and I have a good future. And so no one's going to put me in jail. And it's like, well, you begin your sentence later. In January.
mm-hmm. How long does she go to jail? A couple of years?
2 months. No, two months.
That's not a big deal.
Well, I wouldn't want to go to jail for 2 months.
Well, it depends on which jail you go to. There are
really? I think any jail would be terrible for 2 months.
Unless Although it's the situation like fancy middle, right?
resort ones.
I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't be.
You guys seem a lot more willing to go away to prison than I do.
The hidden ones that only billionaires know about.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like Mary
Where
in
Mike
Illinois.
The situation went.
mm. Yeah, that guy. He seemed to do all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's see here. Number three this week, the COVID situation is something that we can spend probably 3 or 4 minutes on, which we will do right after these words here on the Talk Radio Review. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website. It works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the thoughts that my DJV colleagues have, and me too, every week. The DJV program on Monday through Friday with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner discussing the issues of the day, the people of the day, the events of the day, what's happening, in other words, from our perspective. And so we take this time, this hour, to go through specifically the stories that Talkers Magazine has listed at talkers.com from their research, talking to radio stations, the program talk, and the hosts themselves, what's the big deal this week, or what are the big deals this week. We post them also on our social media at DJV Show and on our website as well. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. So at number, I want to set aside, I think if we only spend a couple of minutes on COVID, we give it short shrift. I think number five is something we ought to spend a few moments on. It's about crime and violence, and I'm reminded of the situation in Cancun, but also the story in Iowa this week about the teenagers who killed their teacher. And what in the world? They've been charged with first-degree murder. A Spanish teacher who taught at their school. It's this kind of stuff.
They murdered their teacher?
They murdered their teacher.
Ugh.
Yes, right.
Yep. What's going on in Iowa? This is in Iowa, you said, right?
Yeah, Iowa. Yep.
So what's going on? Because earlier this week on the show, we talked about how Iowa in 1 year went from being one of the best, safest driving states to the number one most dangerous with DUIs and citations and speeding tickets in 1 year. I mean, that's like what happened in Iowa?
Fairfield, Iowa, teachers, they've been there for a long time, 66 years old. Noima Graber was her name. So she was somehow or other reported missing this week. And then a couple of 16-year-old boys were apparently found to have been responsible for her death, charged with first-degree murder, first-degree homicide, charged as adults. And you wonder, obviously the students at the high school were all sent home, classes have been canceled, but the complaint says that they killed her in a park near the school. And, you wonder.
For what? And no reason? Just, like.
Apparently they posted
a reason.
Did they details about planning
Spanish
the killing on social media.
Like,
yeah. But, how stupid are they? They posted the fact that they were going to kill her on social media.
That's so awful. Right. What is going on with high school students? There's a high school in Bedford, Ohio, that they are staying on remote learning for a little bit until they can figure out what to do because there's so much violence among the students at the school.
A lot of violence in high schools here in Massachusetts. In my hometown, Framingham, they've had fights. I taught in the high school. We didn't have any fights about anything. That was a long time ago, though. Maybe things have changed. There are too many kids in the school. Frankly, we've had a surge of illegal immigration into this community and into this state. And so they all have to be sent to school and they're not getting along with the regular population. Sounds like being in prison, the gen population, they just are not getting along. They don't speak the language. They don't seem to be able to assimilate or get in. And yet it's our obligation to give them a place in school. And I think some of the kids resented. Frankly, I don't know that for a fact, but I just kind of get that sense from talking to some of the people here. There's a resentment of what kind of treatment they're getting, and it's not their fault. They aren't being brought into it, although, the parents maybe, whatever the expectations are when they get here, aren't being fulfilled. And so it's really causing knife fights and stuff. When somebody brought a gun to school, that's the question. What is going on here? And what are the reasons for it? Food for thought. It's 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights, November 19th through December 31st, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in a Holiday Market shopping center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta Spring Water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off for the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
All too common of an occurrence, and for sure it has. Carrie Vivida tweeted that violent or otherwise overly aggressive passengers should be banned for life. Brandi Baskey believes law enforcement of some type should be on every flight, adding it should not be up to flight attendants to handle people of like this.
That's what we said when we were talking about this. Yeah. Put the air marshals on the planes in America.
Or hire private security if the air marshals, you know, aren't available.
But what does it say about us if we have such egotists? I'm more important than everybody else, so you have to treat me differently. Screw you. Sit down and shut up.
Oh, there's a great video going around of a woman who is not wearing a mask on a flight. The flight attendant keeps telling her she has to put the mask on. She won't sit down. She's saying that she asked the guy sitting next to her for his vaccine card, and he can't show it to her. And she's like, because it's not vaccinated. She's having this whole big episode of a moment. And the flight attendant is like, it's not mandatory to be vaccinated to fly. However, it is mandatory for you to wear a mask. Well, the pilot finally comes out very calmly, is like, we treat everybody with loyalty and respect, and we respect each other on this flight. Clearly, you don't know how to do that, so I'm going to ask you to leave. And just kept his calm composure. It was really a great video. We'll get that
to leave
on
the
DJ
plane
show.
At 35,000 feet.
No, they had it. No, they had it. Taken off. Yeah.
Step off, please.
Yeah. Right. And she's saying, like, you're violating my rights. I should be able to change seats. And it was one where they bought specific seats. A whole big thing.
God.
Moving on, though, Brian Laundry possibly dying by suicide before the manhunt even began. People are giving their thoughts. Lynn Smith questions if his family could be charged with anything. Philip Bryan echoes Lynn's sentiments, saying he wonders if obstruction of justice will come into play with the parents. And
good
Susan
question.
Ortiz, and Susan Ortiz said, well, he's going to Hades anyway.
You're out of hell.
I wonder if they knew he was going out to kill himself or what. I mean, if they knew he was going to kill himself, wouldn't they try to stop it? Wouldn't you not want your kid to be dead sitting in a swamp somewhere? Right. And it's weird that they went for the walk, you know, the day that they found him. I mean, it's like they knew where to go. I don't know. It's so shady. All of it is just very bizarre. And still, no word about, you know, Gabby Petito and her family. Like, everything has become the focus on Brian Laundry, and, you know, and tragically, he murdered his fiance for no reason. And no one's talking about that anymore, which is really a shame.
Well, and all those people claiming to have seen him or had interactions with him on the Appalachian Trail or in other areas other than Florida, where clearly he was there this whole time.
All right, did Joe Biden fall asleep this past week? We all had a nap. Why was this a big deal? This is at the climate summit, right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a big deal because it was at the climate summit. He's the president of the United States.
Who was speaking at the time? Because I fall asleep all the time at stuff, so it depends on who's speaking.
Well, and sometimes you're not even falling asleep. You're exhausted.
Closing
your eyes
and
strained. Have you ever had that, like, that burning sensation in your eyes, and you're like, you just need to shut them for a little bit?
Yep.
Well, Deb Abel called it embarrassing and sad. Sally Welburn said it was boring, and she would have fallen asleep, too. And Hannah Hill said he was clearly dozing off, but he never fully fell asleep.
He actually got more hits from his own party for falling asleep. Republicans were like, we'd fall asleep, too, in a climate summit.
Right, one way or the other. All right, and then there was the question about people trusting medical advice, and 100% of the people responding said they trusted their own doctor.
Yeah, talk about a stupid question. Would you trust the government for your medical advice or your own primary care physician? 100% said they would rather trust their own doctors. Shocker.
28 after. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's
so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
California Care Force 2021 is offering free dental, vision, and medical care for underserved and underinsured individuals and families in Butte and surrounding counties November 12th through the 14th at the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds in Chico. More than 350 volunteer healthcare professionals from throughout California will be there to assist you. All services are free, and clinic participants do not need proof of insurance, employment, income, residency, immigration status, or an ID to receive benefits.
Turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574, that's 800-673-1574.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJV Overview. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, our morning program through the week. A lot of the same stations that carry that carry the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And this is the ancillary, I guess we would call this a comparative hour, a complimentary, a composite hour, whatever. But it goes with the territory. Michael Harrison comes in every week and goes through the list, and we talk about things going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Our discussions here are specifically about the issues, and I want to, there's a countdown extra that I just want to mention because I think it's important. It might or might not have made it if it had happened earlier in the week. The story of David Morris, a Maryland man who was wrongly convicted back in 2004 of a murder he did not commit. Yet another long list of people that have gone to jail, and who knows how many have been executed for reasons that were not proper. So this fellow's 36 years old. He just left jail, didn't talk about anything. He was sentenced to life in prison in November of 2005. Jury deliberated for 2 days. He was convicted as a teenager for the murder of a man who in Baltimore was shot 3 times. And then, through the years, there have been people working with what they call the Mid-Atlantic Innocence Project to get him out of jail, because apparently it was pretty easy. And now newly tested DNA taken from the victim's clothing excluded him completely as the killer. Matter of fact, they identified somebody else. So I guess, how would you feel?
So how many years was he in jail?
17.
Jeez. Ugh. I don't know. That's 17 years of your life gone.
Yeah.
Does even suing for some kind of financial gain equal that life loss?
No, they usually do sue and they usually get money.
Yeah, but is it worth it? Is it worth the 17 years of your life gone?
Yeah. How does it get to be that bad? How is the system? And these things happen all the time. And we think when you watch the crime shows on TV that it's just, it's just television. But they usually recount stories like this that happen over and over and over and over and over again. And unfortunately, it's one of the things that fuels the Black Lives Matter movement, because most of the people that are wrongly convicted are black, especially in a place like Baltimore. I mean, this kind of goes with the territory. And that may sound like a pretty strident comment from me, but I've lived and worked in Baltimore, and I got no use. It's one of the places that I like the least in our country, mostly because of some of my experiences that I had while I was working there. I don't know. All right. So,
well, the Innocence Project, though, was started by John Grisham, the author. Mm-hmm. And so he had witnessed, he used to be an attorney, and then before becoming a best-selling author. And so, having witnessed so many different, crimes where someone was wrongly accused, and he wrote about it. So then he started the Innocence Project, and they've worked with Kim Kardashian. They've worked with Van Jones. They've gotten a lot of people, released, when they've actually been able to exonerate them. So, God bless the work they do, I mean, it's horrible that we have to have so many checks and balances for our system, which is so broken.
That part of the system really broken, and it just fuels, again, all these black podcasts, all the people who are, up in arms about the way
black people are treated.
White
people are outraged, too,
No, I'm saying that it fuels all of these. The focus on this, and people who say, well, no, it's not really that bad. Well, you know what? It really is.
Yeah.
It's really pretty bad, and it's really, there's no excuse for it other than prejudice and bad police work. And sometimes they go hand in hand. So all the people who say, oh, there you go again on the police. No, they're good police,
well,
they're bad police,
just
like anything else.
To be honest, it's not also just the police. Look at someone like Kamala Harris, who's now sitting as the vice president. She threw a ton of people in jail and threw away the key because she wanted to get her numbers up as the attorney general in California. She was very ambitious. And so anyone that was in her way, she wanted to taught it. And so she had to look at that point tough on crime. So she took black people who were in there for low-level drug offenses, and she just kept prosecuting. So it's nice. We can blame police all we want, but you also have to look at the politicians who aren't really doing the right
thing.
Don't disagree. She didn't do anything to fix crime in California. She just threw a bunch of people in jail. Yeah. Crime still stunk.
Right. She's one of the biggest frauds in American politics in my lifetime.
But around the country, we hear these stories all over and over and over of prosecutors who just wanted the record, and they didn't care. As long as they had a suspect, that's it. That's the guy planting evidence.
Through.
I mean, all throughout the South, it's like one story after another. It's horrible.
Yeah. It just irks me watching someone, and I'm using her as an example, but there are plenty on both sides of the aisle, I am sure. But, you know, the fact that she comes out and says that she's a big advocate for women and minorities, she's not. She's someone who put a lot of minorities in jail, probably more than any other attorney general in the state of California. And when it comes to women and kids,
she's such a fraud.
She made a deal and let all those Catholic priests just skate because it wasn't politically profitable for her. She let the mayor of San Diego, who had the same campaign management than she did, let him fly, even though he was, like, assaulting women. Crazy.
Ugh. All right, one of the other quickies here that's not in the top ten is the fact that we're turning back the clock this weekend as you listen to the program. It's, fall back, spring ahead. So a lot of people making a lot of noise about the clock and the time and daylight savings time and all that sort of thing. So if you don't like it, have you written to your congressman? Because they're the ones that would have the power to change things and make it...
I hate to use California as another example, but we passed a ballot initiative that said we wanted to get rid of daylight savings time. The way that it was written, it says it gives the legislature control of when they want to end daylight savings time. So we voted on it. It passed like overwhelmingly, and now the legislature just has the power to do something. So even if you're right,
I mean, what does it need? Like, what would it really take for this to just go away on a federal level?
Oh, Arizona did it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
Arizona.
That's the other state.
You can't make it federal because it's state by state, but you could just have the states do it. Like, let's do it all together.
Alaska does it too, don't they?
It's under the jurisdiction of the Department of Transportation, though, so there must be some federal angle.
For what reason? Nobody knows. Why is it under the jurisdiction of the Department of Transportation, like TSA and Homeland Security? Huh? What is that?
Yeah,
how does that make
I know.
Any sense?
Because it's one of those things that goes back to, like, World War II that just never got adjusted or readjusted. Yeah, it's weird.
Well,
there must be some federal component, then, if the Department of Transportation governs that.
Crazy
Mayor Pete,
stuff.
Where are you?
Yeah. A couple people on social media were saying, hey, can't we just do 30 minutes and then it splits the difference? So let's fall back 30 minutes and then just keep it that way. If
that's
the whole hour
idea.
Thing is like such an issue, let's go 30 minutes.
All right, number three this week on the countdown is a focus on COVID, vaccines, masks, mandates, that sort of stuff. And in the hot seat is Aaron Rodgers, who's a quarterback for the Packers, who's not vaxxed. And apparently he was on with Jimmy Kimmel the other night, and Kimmel unloaded on him big time.
Well, he's essentially been lying. I mean, he told the press in August that he used the word immunized, and that's what he told the press. And so at the time, everyone was like, oh, okay, he's vaccinated. And he has not been following any of the protocols that unvaccinated players need to follow. So everyone's been under the impression that he was vaxxed and fine, and now he's got COVID. And he's got to miss this game, and now the NFL has to investigate what's been going on. So I don't know, but it is behind the scenes. Apparently, his fiance, they're rumored to be broken up, so I'm not sure if they're still together.
Is that Shailene Woodley?
His fiance last time we checked. But
I don't know how much I buy all that. I mean, he's a guy who wanted to switch teams. He's a guy who has a ton of money, has to protect his contract. I know women influence men all the time, but I don't know the dragging.
No,
that
I don't
she
think
got on
that
social media.
Yeah, it's unfair.
Not necessarily appropriate. I just think
he wants to. screw over the Packers.
And I find it really funny that people are more outraged about Aaron Rodgers lying about his COVID vaccine than they are about the player who ran through a woman at 150 miles per hour while he was drunk and under the influence.
Oh.
I mean, it's so bizarre what we get upset about these days.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers will probably be okay. He will survive COVID. He'll be all right. He shouldn't have lied. I get it. That's a bad thing. He shouldn't have done that. But here's a guy who made a decision to get into a car and drive at 150 miles per hour while he had his blood alcohol two times over the legal limit and ran through a 23-year-old woman. Come on.
Killed her and her
dog.
Not
even the same.
In a RAV4 in Vegas at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Unbelievable.
All right. So a couple of other things here with regard to COVID, the continuing fight between Rand Paul and phony Fauci seems to have gotten more ink and attention this week. And I don't know if there's any new there.
I'm so sick of
these
two going at each other.
They had another hearing.
Yeah.
Well, because now all the evidence is out that Fauci absolutely did what I've been talking about here on the DJV program for a long time and on this program, where he funneled money to the EcoHealth Alliance, to Peter Sarzak, and then back the EcoHealth Alliance sent money to the Wuhan lab. They were testing gain-of-function research. And, by the way, some new little revelation, they didn't even stop after we knew about the COVID pandemic. It kept going for months before they finally ultimately shut it down. And so Rand Paul is saying, you know, you're going to keep doing this kind of thing. Who's to say there's not going to be another pandemic coming down the pike because of all the stupid stuff you're doing to rip apart a virus to try to create some sort of, like, you know, basically a scratch.
They were trying to reverse engineer it, basically. And so,
well,
yeah, I get that.
But how appropriate is it? And so now what they're doing is changing the definition of gain-of-function research. If you look at all of these sites, they've started changing the definition. And so Rand Paul says, we're not idiots over here. Like, we've all seen what the definition was and what it is today. And he said, you're doing it to cover your you-know-what. And he didn't say you-know-what. He actually used the donkey
Fed.
Word.
Yeah, right, exactly. Cover your mule.
He's probably right.
All right, Moderna has lowered the expected number of its COVID vaccine doses that will be delivered this year. Supposed to be 1 billion doses. Now it's down to 800 million. Think about those numbers. They have, how many are Pfizer providing? Anybody know what the number is?
I don't know. Pfizer, because they've just been ahead in the schedule overall, Pfizer has sent more doses around the world. Moderna has been, you know, behind. I don't know what they're supposed to do.
For those of you who wonder how much it costs the taxpayer, it's $21 a dose for Moderna and about $15.50 or so a dose for Pfizer. So the Pfizer is cheaper by $6. Imagine, though, multiply these by the millions and billions of shots that have been given, and you got a lot of money. Lots and lots of money. The administration...
Like $38 billion, $60 billion this year? There was some crazy number that Pfizer earned this year.
Right.
All from the government.
Yep. Speaking of the government, the Biden administration has set a January 4th deadline for its private sector vaccine mandate. How is that going to affect businesses, one wonders? I thought they were going to kind of loosen it up a little bit because some of the businesses are just saying...
The lawsuits have already started.
It's
going to be interesting. So the ruling is that if you have 100 people or more, you have to require a vaccine, proof of vaccine for people to work for you, or you have to do a weekly test. But now you've got challenges from the private sector coming in, from companies that are suing, and several states have joined together to sue as well.
All right. We have about 60 seconds here for the elections. What happened that was upsetting? The GOP seems to have done well, better than was predicted. So that's the way it is, right? Virginia and wherever else was there?
New Jersey. Governor Murphy won re-election.
Okay.
But it was very close.
The top stories this week, the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week we're together and I take time to actually go through the list so you know what we're talking about in order from number 10 to number 1 in the story list. The relationship we have with China is at 10. Situation of the weather and climate, 9. The abortion discussions before the Supreme Court, number 8. Immigration problems, number 7. The January 6th investigation, number 6. Number 5 is air rage and violence in general. Number 4, the Biden budget and what it's going to create in terms of inflation. Number 3, COVID. Number two, politics and, you know, the way that we're playing into the hands of those people who want to talk about race relationships all the time. And number one, the results of this past Tuesday's elections in various places around the country. Top 10 stories from talkers. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 1-1. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details.
Doug Steffen here with a list of the people that are ancillary to the top stories. So each week we have the story list and the people list. This is the official list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Person at number 10 is Kyle Rittenhouse. Number 9, Xi Jinping. I always say I'm not going to use his name. The president of the big duper from China. Number 8, Dan Bongino. Number 7, Mitch McConnell. Nancy Pelosi is 6. A combo of Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema at number 5. They seem to have been in the top list for a number of weeks now. Tony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky. She runs the CDC. Fauci will be having a hearing before the Congress this week. Trump is 3. The new governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list this week, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
At Ulta Beauty, we know getting ready for the holidays is what makes the holidays the holidays.
That shimmering anticipation in the air, lighting the room with scents of the season, setting the perfect table. But now, it's time for you to get ready. With the red lip that says, it's so good to see you, and that gold shadow that makes you sparkle. So let's get ready to celebrate more. Because it's moments like these that truly make up the holiday season. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Time for us to do our weekly review of the hot hits in terms of technology. The Tech Talk portion of the program gives us five big stories from the week. Victoria Keelan is here to give us the overview, starting at number five with the new oven that cooks a turkey very well, apparently, yes?
Apparently very, very well. Yeah, the reviews are in, and they are really good for GE Appliances' new turkey mode. If you have one of the smart ovens, you are getting this automatic software update. As long as your oven is, you know, hooked up to your Wi-Fi, you'll get this over the Wi-Fi update. And turkey mode is brand new, and all you do, it's pretty amazing, actually. They tested over 2,000 turkeys to make sure that it was cooked perfectly every time. You don't have to brine it, you don't have to season it, nothing. You just pop it into a cold oven, and depending on if it's a big turkey, like 20 pounds or 12 pounds, whatever it is, and the oven will cook it perfectly for you, and will also make a sound that says gobble gobble when the turkey is done. So.
All right, number four has a Yahoo focus.
Yeah, Yahoo ended its services in China this week because they said the increasingly challenging business and legal environment in China. Essentially, Yahoo is the latest U.S.-based tech company to stop offering services in China because the government there is just ridiculously strict over internet businesses and information that's always censored, and it's just, you know, typical China. So Yahoo basically said that they just can't operate their business anymore with all of those restrictions. So every news story that they post gets taken down. It's a whole mess, and so everything's redacted and censored. So LinkedIn actually was another big company a couple weeks ago that also pulled the plug on doing business in China for the same reason. They said that they were just trying to operate as a network for people to look for jobs, and everything the Chinese government stepped in and censored everything, and it just turned into a big chaotic mess. And so LinkedIn has now pulled out as well.
Number three, Facebook.
Oh, I know. It's like, which Facebook story do I choose? Because there were so many. There have been so many in the last couple of weeks. The big one this week is that Facebook has said that they plan to eliminate the facial recognition system in the coming weeks. They said many concerns about the place of facial recognition technology in society, as we know, it's very controversial. And so essentially, they're going to delete more than a billion people's individual facial recognition templates. And so they say that, you know, in the future, they find that there will be a place for facial recognition technology, but as of right now, it's something that too many people are unhappy with, and so they're going to eliminate it. And who knows? I mean, we also know Facebook cannot be trusted. So as soon as they say they're going to delete all of the billion faces, who knows if they're actually going to do it?
Exactly. Number two, the new bug fix mandate from the administration.
Yep, so the Biden administration is requiring civilian federal agencies to fix hundreds of cybersecurity flaws as part of their new directive from the newly formed Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency called CISA. Right now, they have 200 known threats that cybersecurity experts have discovered between 2017 and 2020, as well as 90 more new flaws that were just found this year. And so now they've put everybody on notice. They've got 6 months to patch these threats up and just 2 weeks to fix the new ones. And they're not messing around. And as we know, you know, whether it's the Microsoft Exchange server flaw that unveiled 30,000 U.S. government and commercial organizations' emails, we know the SolarWinds that was hacked by Russia. It's been crazy that these companies have not patched these gigantic security holes yet. But so the CISA will be on top of that from now on.
Number one this week, social media platforms not happy with Apple.
Yeah, this was an interesting story. This was an investigation by the Financial Times found that Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube lost just under $10 billion in revenue following Apple's changes to their privacy practices. So this was last year. Apple announced the App Tracking Transparency, ATT, policy that requires apps to ask for your permission to track your data. Seems like that would be a normal thing to do, but Apple is actually the only company that is allowing their users to have some control over that. So the policy went into effect in April of this year, and if you have an iPhone, every single time you go onto a new app or open it up, it will say, you know, do you want to ask us to not track? And you have that option now. And so apparently they track you so much that it's cost them $10 billion in revenue. So all the social media platforms now have to rebuild their infrastructure and be a little more clever with how they track you.
Huh. All right. There it is. Top five stories this week from the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 After the Hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. President Biden and the Democrats finding that the economy is hurting them with voters.
President Biden praises the U.S. economy for performing better than the rest of the world, claiming it's because of his policies. Yet Americans have turned pessimistic about the economy as inflation has persisted under his watch. On Tuesday, voters in Virginia rewarded Republican Glenn Youngkin with a win in the governor's election, in part based on a belief that he would be better for economic growth. Ken Lorman reporting.
The average price at the pump jumping a nickel over the past 2 weeks to $3.49 a gallon, $1.30 higher than this time last year. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg found the highest price in San Francisco at $4.77, the lowest in the Houston area at $2.98 a gallon. One of the nation's largest utility holding companies has agreed to refund customers of its three Ohio electric companies $306 million for collecting significantly excessive profits over a three-year period.
The settlement between Akron-based First Energy and the Ohio Consumers Council and other groups includes $96 million in direct refunds, including $51 million to residential customers. Customer bills will see another $210 million in credits over a four-year period starting in 2022. Consumers Counsel Bruce Weston says the refund is a culmination of hard-fought efforts over several years to secure refunds for consumers regarding First Energy's high profits, and that they hope it's a trend. Jeremy House reporting.
Authorities are going to watch videos, interview witnesses, and review concert protocols to determine how 8 people died at a Houston music festival over the weekend when fans suddenly surged toward the stage. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Quite a feat for an elderly athlete.
An 83-year-old hiker has become the oldest person to complete the Appalachian Trail. MJ Eberhardt of Flag Mountain, Alabama, has hiked into the record books as officials with the Appalachian Trail Conservancy confirmed Eberhardt's feat. He hiked the trail in out-of-order sections for optimal weather and completed the journey Sunday. The Appalachian Trail covers more than 2,000 miles from Georgia to Maine. Jason Walker reporting.
Troops and patrols have been deployed around Baghdad following the failed assassination attempt with armed drones that targeted Iraq's prime minister in his residence. The attack significantly raises tensions sparked by the refusal of Iran-backed militias to accept last month's parliamentary election results. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. New York City got its marathon off, the 50th marathon in the Big Apple, and this year's winner delivered on the promise to make it a comeback story for New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, your champion, Albert Carrere!
Kenyan Albert Carrere won the men's race 2 years after finishing second, and after last year's race was canceled because of COVID, which took the lives of so many, including those who once ran the second oldest of the world's major marathons. Carrere ran the 26.2-mile marathon through the five boroughs of New York City in 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 22 seconds. And it was a Kenyan sweep, with Perez Jepchichir coming in first in the women's division. The field was cut to around 30,000 runners this year because of COVID. Julie Walker, New York.
More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Two.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and coming up this time on When Radio Was, a little of the scary stuff featuring the work of a famous 19th century American author. And then we try to solve yet another unsolved mystery. Well, I certainly hope you do have someone to snuggle close to, or at least some covers to cower under, because we will open with an Edgar Allan Poe story as told on The Weird Circle. The Weird Circle ran in syndication for 4 years, primarily on Mutual, beginning in 1943. It specialized in retelling of classic scary tales by authors like Poe, Shelley, Robert Louis Stevenson, Herman Melville, Charles Dickens, and George Eliot. Nearly 80 episodes were produced. This one is from February 18th. 1945.
Out of the past, phantoms of a world gone by speak again the immortal tale, the oblong box.
Captain,
There she is.
Hand me your glass. Aye. Five aboard. Very well, turn about. We'll drop line and take them on.
Aye, aye, sir.
Stand by the mainsail. Long outside it, Norrie. Right lines on that.
You make out what ship she's from?
Too far, Captain. She's American, though.
Aye.
Now we'll soon be on them.
Mate, if the captain's with them, send him up to my cabin.
Aye, aye, sir.
Take in the mainsail. Easy now, don't run him under. Heave to.
That's about all, Captain. We've been at sea in the longboat for 2 days when you sighted us. Just about done in. My friend here, Mr. Allen, was the only passenger to survive.
You say you're from the packet ship Independence, eh?
Aye.
What cargo were you carrying?
Cotton, a little hemp, and some timber.
I see. And that was all?
Aye. Did you happen to pass some drift, Captain?
We did. Nothing you just spoke of. Would you care for a little more grog, gentlemen?
Oh, thank you.
And you, sir?
Yes. Yes, please.
No, we passed nothing adrift that you mentioned. But we did hoist aboard something rather strange, you might say. It may not have come from your ship, though. Could only make out the port of embarkation and the date. Charleston, South Carolina, August the 2nd, 1881.
That was our port. That was our date of sailing.
Captain, what was it you took aboard?
Two bodies. Passengers, I suppose. A man and a woman. Rather unusual, though. The woman was in a coffin. An oblong box. You seem startled, Mr. Allen.
I am. And the man?
That's the strange part. He was lashed to the coffin by an inch-thick rope.
Oh.
From your reaction, Mr. Allen, I presume you know something about the box?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Then, Mr. Allen, suppose you relate the entire story.
Very well. To tell you the truth, Captain, I'd intended telling no one. You see, as Captain Hardy told you, the dead man had been a friend of mine. I'd hoped the sea would keep its dead. The man whose body you found tied to that oblong box was an artist from New York. His name was Cornelius Wyatt. As I remember, Wyatt had been married only a few months when I met him quite by accident. It was at our port of sailing, Charleston. I'd been on board only a few minutes when I heard his voice calling me by my first name. I was quite surprised to see my old friend.
Edgar! Edgar Allen, hello there.
Wyatt, why, heavens, man, how are you?
Oh, it's good to see you. How long has it been?
Oh, a good year since I saw you last, at least. Let's see. Yes, since 1877.
All the places to meet you.
Tell me, Wyatt, is your wife aboard?
My wife? Well, yes.
Good. More people have raved about her astounding beauty to me than I could possibly count. I've sworn to see her with my own eyes. Where is she?
I'm sorry, Edgar. I'm afraid that would be impossible. You see, she's ill in her cabin.
Oh, what a shame. Well, then, later, I'm sure
you... No. Really, I think she'll remain in bed for the rest of the trip. Her health wouldn't permit it.
Oh, come, Wyatt. You wouldn't cheat me of this chance to meet your beautiful wife. The sea air'll do her good. Or is it because you're jealous of such beauty?
Please keep such remarks to yourself. My wife's appearance should be of no concern to you.
Oh, but Wyatt, I was only joking. I meant no harm.
Your humor is not appreciated, Mr. Allen.
Well, forgive me. I assure you I meant no harm.
I beg pardon, sir. You, Mr. Wyatt?
Yes?
That there box of yours, you're having it shipped in the hold?
Confound it, man. How many times must I give these instructions? My cabin, you understand? It must be put in my cabin. Must I tell the captain himself?
Sorry, sir, but there's hardly any room for such a large box in your
cabin. I don't care how little room there is. That box will go into my cabin if I have to move it there myself.
Sorry, sir.
Confounded fools. Must I beg them to carry out my instructions?
Is that the box?
Excuse me, Mr. Allen. The clumsy fools may drop it. I'd better watch them. I'll see you later.
Although at the time I was surprised by my friend's sudden outburst, I passed it off to temperament. After all, he was an artist. At the moment, I was more concerned over the... the oblong box, then over my friend. It bothered me quite a bit. I couldn't find a reason for his being so overwrought over the placement of a cumbersome, large wooden box. And furthermore, I couldn't find a reason for his use of one that shape. It was about 6 feet long and 2.5 feet wide. To me, its contents were a mystery. At first, I excused it as containing a number of his precious paintings. About 3 days out of Charleston, I met Wyatt again. He was walking about the deck. As I approached him, he cordially offered me his hand.
Hello there. Hello, Wyatt. Edgar, I believe I owe you an apology.
Apology?
Yes, you must forgive the way I acted the day before we sailed. I'm not as well as I should be.
Oh, think nothing of it.
Here, let's sit here. That's it. I'm under a severe strain, Edgar. Perhaps I should tell you. You are my friend. I should tell someone.
Why, of course.
What others have told you about my wife is true. She is beautiful. Very beautiful. I'm afraid too beautiful.
Yes?
I was one of many, many suitors. I was the fortunate one. Why, I don't know. She doesn't love me, Edgar.
Are you sure she doesn't love you?
Yes, I'm sure. Very sure. Since I've been married, she's done her utmost to make me jealous. She knows how I worship her beauty. She knows her power. Men have always loved her for it. They still do. I know, Edgar. I'm suffering because of it. There are men today who would give anything for my wife's hand. Anything. She knows it. She taunts me with it continuously. The way she looks at me, laughs at me.
You're in love with her?
Desperately.
You'd never give her up?
Never.
And she knows this?
Of course. That's why she taunts me.
Well, perhaps if I could see her...
No. She's still ill. Ill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This trip. You know why I'm going to Canada? Do you know why?
Paintings?
I'm taking her away. Away from all those men. She'll learn to love me. I'll make her. I'll keep her beauty for myself.
Perhaps this is an extreme.
Extreme? No. No, it's the only thing to do. You don't know the torture I've suffered. Well, let's talk no more about it. I feel better now.
As you wish.
You will keep my confidence?
Oh, without question. Now, how's your painting coming, Wyatt?
I haven't touched a brush in months.
But the canvases you brought aboard, weren't they yours?
Canvases?
I suppose they were in the large box you have in your cabin.
Why do you suppose that?
Well, because of its unusual size.
That box doesn't concern you. It's none of your business.
I didn't say that I...
Don't ever mention that box again. I forbid you. You hear? Don't ever mention that box again.
Perhaps I've been too hasty, Captain. Perhaps the man just isn't well physically. Well, the box, it could contain something unimportant. I think I was overly curious, that's all. I've known him for a long while, you know. He's always appeared perfectly normal before.
And everything's been all right lately?
For the past few days, yes. He's been perfectly cordial.
Then I think perhaps it's best we pass over the entire matter. There's probably some logical, some simple story behind what's happened.
Here. More port?
No. No, thanks. I think it's best I be getting back to my cabin. Looks as though there's an unhealthy storm brewing along the coast. I'd best get back.
Oh, I noticed it getting a little rough. Will it hit us?
Can't tell yet. Well, good night, Mr. Allen. Perhaps you'll join me at dinner tomorrow night, eh?
Thank you, Captain. I'd be... Listen.
What?
Shh. I thought I heard... Listen. Again...
Nothing. I hear nothing. The wind, that's all. The events have made you a little nervous, I suppose.
No, wait. I'm sure I heard something strange. Groaning or something from out there.
Open the door. It's probably the ship's cat.
Captain, here, quickly!
The passageway's black. The steward probably took the lantern to...
Listen. Again. Hear it?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
It came from the darkness down there to the end of the passageway.
Well, somebody's in trouble. Who has the stateroom at the end of the passageway?
I think Wyatt. The first two are empty.
Well, come along. Pull your cabin door closed.
I'll get a lamp. The darkness is...
No, I know my way. We may need the darkness.
Very well.
Stay close. The first two, you say, are empty?
Yes.
And this one, you believe, is Wyatt's?
It should be.
I'll stand here a moment. I'll listen again.
A knocking. Tapping.
I'll try this latch. I'll open it as quietly as possible.
There's no light under the door.
Stand back.
Easy now.
Blast it, it's locked from the inside.
Well, someone is definitely in there.
I'm going to knock. Now listen closely. Someone is in there. You heard it?
Hello in there. Is that you, Wyatt? This is Alan. Anything wrong? Hello there.
No answer. I don't like this. Open the door, Wyatt. It's the ship's captain. I'll be forced to break in. Here, help me. Help me as I count three.
Go on.
One, two. Ready now.
Three. Where are you, Wyatt?
Wait. There's a lantern by the port. I'll strike a light. Stand here and... Empty. The room is empty.
This is the Weird Circle, and we'll be right back on When Radio Was.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%. And as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today. Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Working remotely and wanting to level up by maximizing your working experience? Stop by Drop-In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East. Rachel left a 5-star review for Drop-In. Love this place. I moved to Reading recently from the Bay Area and work remotely full-time. Started going nuts at home, and luckily, this place is a great location and meets my needs beyond my expectations. They also left a 5-star review. Very productive place. It took me a few hours at Drop-In to finish a few days' work at home. Internet is super fast. Drop-In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East in Reading.
Our lives should define freedom. Our lives must define freedom. Or will we let them change it away?
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke attacks, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
We heard a noise, a cry. We thought it was from your cabin.
That would have been impossible. There was nobody there.
Are you sure?
We heard... Of course I'm sure. There was no one here, I tell you. And now, gentlemen, if you don't mind...
Wyatt, before we go...
Yes, Mr. Allen?
Ask your wife to remove her veil.
Marjorie, would you please oblige the gentleman? My wife, Mr. Allen.
Your wife? But I...
She is beautiful, isn't she?
Yes. Yes, she is.
You too seem stunned.
Quite. Yes, quite. Captain Hardy, come. Thank you, Wyatt.
One moment, Captain Hardy.
Yes?
Would it be too much to ask for a new cabin door? This one seems to have suffered slightly.
I'll see to it.
Good night, gentlemen.
Hurry to my cabin. His wife. Did you see his wife?
Yes.
She was hideous. His rave about her beauty. Why, he's mad, Captain. Hopelessly mad. She was horribly ugly. Yet she was familiar. I've seen her before. I know it. Where? Where?
Did you notice the door leading to the adjoining cabin?
No.
It was open slightly. Someone could have left Wyatt's cabin and reached the passageway through the empty one next to it.
Hardy.
Yes?
Your hand.
Huh?
Covered with blood. Well, you must have cut it yourself when you fell. Here, let me wash it off.
No. No, it isn't cut.
Yes, but that blood.
It isn't mine.
Well, then where did you...
The oblong box, Mr. Allen. The oblong box.
What was behind this terrible mystery, neither of us knew. We would inform the police as soon as we put to port. From then on, I saw nothing of Wyatt. 2 days passed since the incident in his cabin. And on the second day, Captain Hardy warned all the passengers of what was in store for us. We were forbidden on deck, confined to our cabins. We were being blown out to sea by a furious hurricane wind. On the fateful night, I was lying fully clothed on my bed. The sea was sickening. The ship was yawing terribly with each plunge. I was expecting the worst at any moment. Then suddenly, above the roar of the terrible gale, I heard a strange sound coming from the passageway before my cabin. I was a little bewildered at first. For a few moments, I sat there on my bed wondering. And then...
Edgar! Edgar! Mrs. Wyatt! Do you hear me?
What is it?
I need your help, Edgar! I need your help.
Go back to your cabin, Wyatt. You hear? Get out of the passageway. It's dangerous. The ship...
Please. Please open the door. You must. You must help me. You're my friend, Edgar. Please.
Very well. What? Good heavens.
My box. I've got to get it on deck. I've got to. The ship may break in two at any moment. Please. Please help me. I can't manage it alone. Please.
Well, you must be completely insane. The storm is too high. It's suicide, I tell you. You'll be blown overboard.
Just to the door. You don't have to go on deck. I have some rope. I'll lash myself to the stays. I'll be safe. Please.
Yes, but your wife. You can't leave your wife alone now. Go back to her.
Snap out of it.
Just up the stairs. Please, Edgar. You're my friend. Please, Edgar, please.
Very well. To the top of the stairs.
The other end. Take the other end. That's it.
Go on. I have it. Hurry, it's heavy.
Oh. Here. This way. Up these stairs.
I've got it.
Here. Don't drop it, Edgar. Don't drop it. All right. A little further, Edgar. Just a little further. Now. There.
This is as far as I go.
Oh, thank you, Edgar. Thank you. You don't know what this means.
Now, go back to your cabin.
I can't. I must get my box on deck.
Then I leave.
No, please. One other favor. Hold this hatch while I push the box out.
I beg you, Wyatt, use your head. The water will swamp us. Listen to it.
Please, Edgar, please.
Well, then, stand back. I'll open the hatch. I'm not responsible for you, you fool.
Hurry, confound you, hurry. We'll be swamped. For heaven's sake, Wyatt, you'll never make it. Wyatt, watch out. Come back, you fool, come back. I've got to close it. Come back.
Get back,
Captain.
Here, help me.
Help me close it quickly. In the heaven's name, hurry. Now, first.
What in thunderation were you doing? Wyatt, he's out there.
He took the box.
Oh, heavens, he's done for. No, it's too late to help him now. I'm afraid we're going to have to abandon ship. She's breaking. Starboard life board, there you are. Make for it.
Yes, but Mrs. Wyatt, she's below. She'll be killed. I'll get her first.
The starboard boat, Edgar. The starboard boat.
This is Wyatt! To the boats! This is Wyatt! We're sinking! Come on!
Where is he?
Hurry! Hurry, this way! Run!
No! Wait, please! Please listen!
In the name of heaven, woman, come on, quick! No time to lose!
Good Lord! Mrs. Wyatt!
Mrs. Wyatt!
Then suddenly she disappeared before me. Water gushed down the passageway. She was swallowed by it. I struggled forward and made my way to the starboard boat. I jumped for the swinging davit and lowered myself as speedily as possible into the longboat. Captain Hardy joined me with three others of his crew. And then, just as we pushed out from the trembling mass of wreckage, I saw it. Hardy did too. Standing to aft, I saw Wyatt. He was binding himself tightly to the oblong box. He stood there for a moment, I thought, laughing. Then in one brief instant, he was gone with the ship. Into the sea.
And that's all?
Yes.
I see. Would you gentlemen be so kind as to follow me? This should prove rather interesting. This way, gentlemen.
Captain, when did you find this box?
Yesterday afternoon. In here, please. Mr. Allen, hand me that lantern. And watch the stairs, please. They're rather sharp here.
Lead on.
Now, ordinarily, we would not have bothered with a floating body. It's generally some poor wretch from a wrecked vessel. However, due to the box and the peculiar circumstances, I thought it best to hoist it on board.
Yes, but the decomposition...
Oh, the salt water helped preserve them for a while. I thought we could reach New London safely with them. However, since we were blown off our course by that wind, it will be a good day and a half before we reach land. I'm afraid I shall have to commit them both back to the sea. Mr. Allen, swing that door open, please, will you? Over there, in that corner.
Yes. Yes, that's the box.
Captain Hardy, would you kindly hold the lantern while I lift this blanket?
Certainly.
Is this the man you call Wyatt?
Poor devil. Hardly recognizable.
Yes, that's Wyatt.
And now, Mr. Allen, if you would give me a hand with the top of this box. It had been firmly nailed, however, we pried it loose when we took it aboard. Just pull that end carefully.
Good heavens.
Even after 2 days at sea, death did not destroy that waxen beauty.
It's almost impossible. Still so beautiful.
You notice the wound over the heart?
Yes. Mr. Allen, that was the beauty Mr. Wyatt talked of. Why, of course. This must have been his wife. But wait, the other Mrs. Wyatt. Oh, yes, of course. I knew I'd seen her somewhere before. The maid. Their personal maid. Yes, now I remember. She tried to tell me something before she drowned. Wyatt murdered his real wife. If only we had done something sooner.
Murdered his wife? How could he? Why?
Insanely jealous. Terribly jealous. To die with her would be better than to live with her and her beauty. He planned to murder her on that trip when I saw them stowing that box. Remember the groans? She was murdered that night. The blood. It was fresh. Remember the tapping we heard as he nailed her in this coffin? I think we'd better leave. Yes. Yes, Wyatt. Your wife is very, very beautiful.
Oblong box. Bellkeeper, toll the bell.
The works of Edgar Allan Poe, usually great on radio, with multiple series tackling adaptations of his work. Now, the one we just played, The Oblong Box, was first presented on the Weird Circle on the evening of February 18th, 1945. Poe was born on January 19th, 1809, or to put that in historical perspective, he came along just about 1 month before Abraham Lincoln and Charles Dickens, who were both born on February 12th of that year. Sadly, Poe was just 40 when he died in Baltimore in 1849. I'm Greg Bell, and if we have time, I'll talk a little bit more about him at the end of the show. Up next on Wind Radio was Unsolved Mysteries. We'll be right back.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales, many secrets hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Presently, I'll tell you of nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
He's radio's grim conscience, the Whistler. And he's back with another collection of strange stories in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Whistler, Death Watch. This 20-episode set sells for $39.98, but Radio Classics listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code KILLER33. Order The Whistler Death Watch today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code KILLER33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes! Holmes, it can't be!
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
It's Kobo's biggest and most comfortable e-reader. Not only does the Kobo Ellipsa feature a 10.3-inch touchscreen display with 3-ink screen technology, Ellipsa is built for comfort and reading in any environment, especially outside. Kobo's Ramesh Mantha has more.
The brighter it is, the better it is to read. So that makes it really great for reading by the pool, in any outdoor setting. When you're not changing what's on the screen, the power consumption is basically zero. The other thing we really think about with e-readers in general, and Ellipsa in particular, is physical comfort. And so things like weight, but also balance, matter a lot. That screen is actually just a hair larger than the 10.2-inch iPad, yet Ellipsa is 20% lighter.
And there's even a stylus for taking notes and marking up documents. Check out the Ellipsa at Kobo.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, an Unsolved Mysteries, originally broadcast back in 1935 and 36. The true story behind this episode takes place in the Big Apple and concerns a crime that seemingly could not have occurred, but it did. Enjoy.
Unsolved Mysteries. Out of deference to people who may still be living, character names in some of these true unsolved mysteries have been changed. Tonight's unsolved mystery is based on records of the New York Police Department. It is called The Perfect Crime because it has never been solved, even by the most brilliant minds of the New York Police. It is a crime that experts, after complete investigation, state could not have happened, yet they know that it did happen. Is Isidore Fink's little hand laundry at 52 East 132nd Street, New York. The fitful light from the smoke-grimed street lamp only serves to make the deep black shadows more deeply black. Isidore Fink shuffles out of the cigar store across the street from his laundry, draws his threadbare jacket tightly about him as if to protect himself from the penetrating drizzle, then crosses the muddy street and unlocks the two heavy padlocks on his laundry door. Clerk sees Isidore glance fearfully up and down the darkened street before he closes the door and bolts it on the inside. The transom above the door fills with a diffused glow of light as Isidore turns the switch on the old carbon filament lamp hanging from the ceiling.
Poor old devil. Gonna work half the night again to earn 2 bits. No, guess I was wrong. He put the light out.
Officer Pete! Officer Pete!
What's the matter? What's up?
Didn't you hear the shots?
I thought it was an automobile backfiring. I was standing down there in the corner. Where was it?
Over in Fink's laundry.
Help, police!
All right. We're coming.
Who is she? An old woman who rents the back half of Isidore Fink's store.
You got a phone near a cigar store?
Yes.
Well, better go down there, call up the station.
Okay, officer.
This door is locked on the inside.
Officer, what happened?
I don't know yet. Is there any other way into this door?
Oh, yes, through my room. But the door's bolted on his side.
Well, I can't break this door down. It's too strong. You sure there's no other way in but through your room?
You can't get through that way either. That back door is as strong as this one.
Well, I can't get through that transom. Here, one of you kids. Which one of you climb through that transom?
I will, officer.
All right, you folks. Stand back there. Come on, kid. I'll lift you up. Now then. That's it. Now, take my nightstick. Break the glass. Hey, watch out. Don't cut yourself. Now, through you go. Drop down to the other side and draw that bolt.
Okay, officer.
Wonder where that light switch is. Ah, here we are.
Good heavens.
Is he dead?
Yes. Killed himself.
What's up here?
Come in, Sergeant. Old Isidore bumped himself off.
Where's the gun, Pete?
I haven't been able to find it yet.
All right, boys. We'll take a look.
Okay, Sarge. Sure, Sarge.
Look where? There's no place to look except under that table. The room's bare.
Oh, hello, Coroner.
Evening, Sergeant.
What have we here? Plain case of suicide. Just looking around for the gun.
Suicide, eh? You think so?
Carried here, barn. No powder burns. A shot in the head would have killed him. Gun was at least 2 feet away. Sorry, gentlemen. From the looks of the wounds, I'm forced to decide that it was murder.
And since there's no trace of a gun, the killer carried it off.
Impossible. The place was bolted on the inside. Nobody could have got out of here. I had to get this kid here to break the transom crawl through to open the door.
Yeah, and I haven't got the gun. What would I want with a gun?
All right, all right. How about that window?
That window, Sarge. It's the only window in the place, and it's barred on the inside with bars so close, a cat couldn't get between them.
Not only that, the frame is nailed in place.
So's the transom frame, nailed in place.
This door leading to the other room hasn't been opened for years. Look at the cobweb. This bolt here is rusted in place. Take a hammer to move it.
Wait here a minute. We've got to be reasonable. Somebody got in here and killed old Isidore, and then they got out. Now, this is a single room, one window and one transom. Two doors, both bolted on the inside.
Both window and transom nailed in place.
And no fireplace. Nothing to hide behind. No cupboards.
Then the killer must have come in here into the room with him.
No, he didn't.
Oh, how do you know? Who are you?
I'm the clerk in the cigar store across the street.
Oh, the fellow that caught us on the phone?
Yes. Isidore came into my store tonight, bought a pack of cigarettes, and said he was going in to do some more laundry. I saw him cross the street.
Your eyes never left him? Not for a second?
No, I watched him cross, saw him open the door and go inside, and then I saw the light go on. A few moments afterward, the light went out, and then the three shots.
Say, this ain't reasonable.
You're telling me? I got the jitters now.
It must be a trap door or something.
A trap door? Look at that rough plank floor and tell me it's got a trap door in it.
No, I guess you're right at that.
Well, there's nothing more we can do here. You sure nobody touched the body?
Of course I'm sure.
What difference does that make, Sergeant? The murderer is what we want now.
And he's not going to be easy to find. Any murderer that can get out of this room.
Yeah, through two bolted doors and two nailed windows. I tell you, Sarge, the thing's spooky.
Well, come on. We'll get back to headquarters. Different boys out here.
All right, man. Come on.
For 24 hours, a corps of detectives went over every inch of the one-room laundry for signs of revolver, trap doors, or secret panels. The most expert fingerprint men in New York's police department worked on the case. And aside from the fingerprints of the police and Isidore himself, not a thing was found. At first, the police worked with zest, then irritability, finally in complete bewilderment. The scene is police headquarters, 6 months later.
Well, boys, what can you tell me about this Fink murder?
Not a thing more than our first report, Chief.
Now listen, Sergeant. We're not going to let that 2% Fink murder get us down.
Not going to, Chief. It has.
Me too, Chief. I was within 50 feet of that laundry when the shots were fired. I know nobody left that building.
Well, the murderer did.
I'm beginning to wonder about that, Chief.
What do you mean?
Well, listen, Chief. The front door was bolted on the inside.
Yes, yes, I know. And the back room door was bolted, too. And the windows were nailed in place. No place to hide. But, boys, the murderer got away. And that's what hurts. Got clean away.
Chief, I've been a long time on the force. And I'm not superstitious. But something happened in there that night that the books don't tell us how to solve.
Listen, Sergeant. That murder was brutal. It was physical. Get me? Physical. Nothing else. We're not going to have the New York Police Department throw up a case and blame it on spooks.
Just about what I'm ready to blame it on, Chief.
The thing that gets me down, Chief, is the total lack of motive.
And that does make it hard. I've gone through the file on his private life till I know it like a book. Little bit of an undersized fellow from Galicia. Works for 10 years in the laundry, doesn't make a friend, doesn't have an enemy. Saves $1,000 and opens his own laundry. Works like a dog, 18 hours a day, and makes a bare living. No women in his life, nothing to rob him of, not a reason in the world for killing him. Hello? Yes? Okay, right away. All right, boys. Better forget it. There's more to worry about.
What, Chief?
A gang killing down the tunnel. Let's go.
5 years have passed, and the New York police know as little today as they did the night of the murder. The feeling of the entire police department can be summed up in the cryptic expression of the chief, "That 2% Fink mystery gives me the creeps." In just a moment, you will hear a solution to the perfect crime.
Thank you.
Don't go away. We've got the conclusion of this unsolved mystery coming up right after this.
An ice-cold Coke from Burger King never tasted so good. From October 22nd to November 5th, purchase at participating Burger King restaurants any size a la carte fountain drink or frozen Coke, and 50 cents will be donated to the Burger King Foundation Scholarship Program. The Burger King Foundation is making a positive change in the lives of children and families, creating brighter futures through education. The Burger King Foundation has granted over $50 million in scholarships and education support. This year's open application window runs through December 15th. Visit www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information. For another way to help, next time you visit Burger King, round up your check from now through December, and that amount will benefit the Burger King Scholars Program. So, go ahead, quench your thirst, and know that as you're sipping, you're also giving back to your community. Now that's good. Visit your local participating Burger King restaurant today.
Fishing with foolishness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A foolish fisherman once caught a wise but tiny fish. The fish told the fisherman that he was too small to eat and that if he threw him back in the water, he would one day grow so big that he would make a large and wonderful meal, at which point the fisherman could catch and eat him then. The fisherman was convinced and threw the fish back, and then, of course, the fisherman had nothing. The fish, living with wisdom, kept what little he had. The farmer, fishing with foolishness, lost even the little he had. And from this tale, you might ask yourself, will you fish with foolishness in your own life and focus on how what you have is not enough? Or will you live with wisdom and focus on gratitude for even the smallest things that you have? For a sporting chance to catch some wisdom, listen to Emotional Management, the call-in talk show on KDKARadio.com.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 1-1. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. That's funding for small businesses.
And now back to Unsolved Mysteries on When Radio Was.
Ladies and gentlemen, inasmuch as any solution must of necessity be supposition, liberties of time, place, and character have been taken in the solution for which you have been waiting. The scene is number 52 East 132nd Street, Isidore Fink's little hand laundry, the night of the murder. Isidore says goodnight to the clerk in the cigar store across the street from his laundry, and crossing the dimly lighted street unlocks the two heavy padlocks on his laundry door. Isidore slips inside, closes and bolts the door behind him. The rough board flooring creaks beneath his feet as he crosses the floor to the light switch. He reaches out in the dark. The switch clicks.
You use it.
Yes, Isidore.
You found me.
Yes, Isidore, I found you. Strange, Isidore, but true. I found you. Isidore, I am going to kill you.
Oh, no, no. Have mercy.
No, Isidore, I have no mercy. I am going to put out the light, Isidore, and then I am going to kill you. You are going to die. knowing that I shall live on after you are gone.
But you can't. You'll be caught.
Oh, no, Isidore. I shall not be caught. You bolted the door on the inside, Isidore. And when the police come, they will have to send someone through the transom. That will be after you are dead, Isidore. And then, when the policeman steps into the room, it will be in the dark. I shall step backwards out of the room. And when the lights go on, Isidore, I shall be one of the curious, morbid crowd about the door, looking horror-stricken upon your dead body. I am going to put out the light, Isidore.
And that was The Perfect Crime, an episode of Unsolved Mysteries, a recorded and syndicated series that originated out of WLW, Cincinnati, Ohio, back in 1935 and 36. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we presented an Edgar Allan Poe story, The Oblong Box, on The Weird Circle. Well, I'll tell you a little bit more about that author's brief and tragic life, as well as wrap up when radio was, right after this.
Rock out with MusicRewind.com and Teenage Rebels, a 3-CD collection of 80 teen pop, doo-wop, and killer rock and roll classics that will keep you grooving all night. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to paint the town red with your favorite Teenage Rebels. Order now and pay only $19.98, plus receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code REBELS33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember promo code REBELS33 for your special savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Money, work.
Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
The greatest idea in the world is to get the Radio Spirits app today. Never miss a When Radio Was episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Let's do him a favor. Let's show him what it costs.
It'll cost you nothing with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, The Whistler, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door.
Don't close the door on getting free streams. Download a free trial now. Check out the Radio Spears app today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
For years, I've been telling listeners that if they want to save money on purchases, and who doesn't, use the free Slick Deals website, app, and browser extension. Slick Deals is a community of millions that help to sniff out and validate the best deals that you can find at retail and online. And now there's Slick Deals Rewards. It's a brand new program designed to save even more. Slick Deals Rewards works exclusively through the browser extension available for Chrome, Firefox, and Edge that enables you to receive cash back at participating retailers, as well as earning points for every purchase that you make through Slick Deals that can be redeemed for gift cards. Along with early access deals, Slick Deals Rewards will also find and try all the best coupons for you with one click. To get going, simply visit slickdeals.net/rewards. That's slickdeals.net/rewards.
Welcome back. Before we wrap up this time, as promised earlier, here's a little bit more about Edgar Allan Poe. Born in Boston in 1809, he was raised primarily in Richmond, Virginia, taken in by the Allen family after his parents died when he was young. While still a teenager, Poe entered the Army and later was accepted to West Point. He was also writing quite a bit, and after being released from the military academy early, he concentrated on that. By the early 1840s, he was becoming quite well known for his stories and poems. Tragically, his wife Virginia died in 1847, driving Poe even further into the bottle. And just 2 years later, at age 40, he too would pass away, most likely due to the effects of alcoholism. He is buried in the yard of the Westminster Presbyterian Church in downtown Baltimore, Maryland. And each year on the anniversary of his birth, someone places three red roses and a half-full bottle of cognac on his grave. In 2007, a former historian at that church came forward to take credit for the mysterious annual tribute. The then 92-year-old Sam Porpora, a huge Poe fan, said he created the tradition to draw attention to the gravesite. In the late 1960s, he told a local reporter that since 1949, or the 100th anniversary of Poe's death, a man dressed in a black cloak, a scarf, and a wide-brimmed hat would visit the grave each January 19th and lead the tribute. A rose each for Poe, his wife, and mother-in-law. And the cognac, because the author loved the stuff, even though he usually couldn't afford it unless someone else was buying. To this day, skeptics question Porpora's story while the tribute continues. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do her. Be sure to visit us, though, at the website, winradiowas.com. Until next
time, Chad Benson Show,
The Dana Show,
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.